Bobby Fairbury moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one. And there's the kickoff hit down along the ground. It's going to be a short kick, fielded at the 30, 35, 40, out to about the 43-yard line, and that's where Fairbury will start, first down and 10 on their own 43-yard line. That's Chad Medina bringing the ball back now for Fairbury. So they're set to go.
Well, and just as that kickoff happens, another flash of lightning up in the sky, so we'll see what happens here. The officials and administration watching this very closely, and already we can see with that opening kickoff, Dalton Seeley just barely getting that over the line of return guys for Fairbury. Not a very good kick, so Fairbury starts out in very good field position.
Trevor Wisey is the quarterback for Fairbury. He's a senior, wears number 12. They run out of the spread set. So it's going to be tough throwing the football around here a little bit. Maybe the weather plays into the hands of Easting St. Cecilia a little bit here tonight. But keep the ball on the ground. It's plowed up the middle. We're going to see probably a lot of this, Jimmy, as it is go straight ahead across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. That's Fett carrying the ball there. Pickup of about 3 yards in the play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Just underway. We're in Fairbury as the rain continues here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Fairbury just getting started in high school football action here tonight. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That is Trent Pullman. Pullman had 11 receptions a year ago, 203 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the Jets. Big, tall quarterback in there. Wisey has got it. Quarterback keeper is going to run it around the right end. 45, he's hit down there. Penalty flag goes down as Wisey goes down to 44. And Jimmy spots maybe a holding call here on the Fairbury Jets. The officials threw the penalty flag as Wisey trying to get outside here for the Fairbury Jets. And just as he reaches the corner over here, there's the indication, a holding call on the Jets.
Yeah, it happened on the near side of the field here, Mike. And we talk about it each and every year, St. Cecilia's team speed on defense. And again this year, showing it in the early game against Minden. And right now already first play as Wisey took the ball directly from center, rolled to the right side looking for an opening out there. And Dalton Seeley was able to close that up in a hurry. But a holding call, and Fairbury will go in reverse.
St. Cecilia on defense, Jake Schwartz, Nathan Susie, A.J. Toms, and Zach Stirrup across the front. The linebackers, Wade Dykeman, Paul Gettert, also Andrew Young and Ben Conan. And the defensive secondary, Dalton Seeley, also Joe Ryan, and also number 21, Drew Pachuba, in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's a holding call against Fairbury, so this is going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and a long way to go here as the Jets have the ball in their own 33-yard line. They will send 3 wide receivers. Out to the left side, the ball is on the near side hash mark. Wisey is in the shotgun, backs up, looks left, surveys the field, throws the ball out there. He's got a man. It's going to be caught down here at the 35-yard line. Did he hang on to it? No. A long pass down the field there, but he did not hang down to the football. He tries to make a diving attempt at that one. That was Chad Medina out there for Fairbury. As the quarterback, Wisey just kind of throws it up there. An incomplete pass, and now it's a third down situation here for Fairbury.
Well, we talked about Fairbury coming into the pregame. Likes to throw the football around. Last year, run the spread set, and that one there, Wisey coming in to be the starting quarterback this year. Nice, big, tall quarterback back there in the offensive line. Really undermanned, but they did a great job there giving Wisey the protection. He delivered a good pass downfield. The ball just fell down to the turf, incomplete.
The first down marker, you got to take it all the way down to the 46 of St. Cecilia for the first down. Wisey's in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes. He is sacked back here by A.J. Toms of Hastings St. Cecilia, just one of 2 guys that get in there for the Blue Hawks. So Wisey is sacked on the play. Now Fairbury, after showing a little bit of promise here in their opening possession, is going to have to punt the football away. Wisey is the punter as well for the Jets, and St. Cecilia should get good field position here. Dropping back deep for the Blue Hawks is going to be number 5. That's going to be Dalton Seeley for St. Cecilia. Also dropping back there will be Cody Jackson, number 15. They stand at their own 37-yard line. Here's the kick by Wisey. Flutters in the air. It's going to be picked up here by Seeley at the 35, back to the 40, and he slips down right there. Seeley brings it back to the 40-yard line, a kick of about 32 yards and a 2-yard return. So St. Cecilia gets their first hands on the football here this game. 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, you haven't missed a dark thing here, as we've had a 2.5-hour rain delay, lightning delay here in Fairbury.
One thing you'll probably see, Mike, out of St. Cecilia last week, did a lot of damage on the ground. They only threw the ball, I think, 6 times last week against Minden. So watch out for St. Cecilia and that big, powerful line to work over their backs, Dalton Seeley and Ben Conan. Conan having the big game last week.
Yeah, Conan, the fullback, had 137 yards. They line up in the Maryland I formation here. Now Conan goes in motion, the fullback to the far side, a handoff here to Seeley. Last play goes off to the left side as he brings the ball across the 40-yard line out to about the 45 before he's brought down to pick up a 5 yards in the play. So second down and five. Actually, they're going to give him the 47-yard line, a pickup of 7 for Dalton Seeley.
And we talked about the pregame show, the line that St. Cecilia puts out here. Big, powerful line as we have officials blowing now.
Well, the officials are going to confer out here at the 47-yard line. And did they see lightning? That might be the indication is that we've got rain continuing to fall here. And now the official's going to come over to the near sideline here and talk with the Fairbury coaching staff. Those 9 minutes and 52 seconds to go. I think they got some clock problems here. It should be 9 minutes and 52 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're just underway as they make the correction over there. It should be 9:52. Maybe some bulbs are burned out up there. They want to make sure everybody knew exactly what was taking place. They're 9:52 to play.
Got wet and shorted out.
Yeah. Second down and about 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 47-yard line. This is the St. Cecilia 47. Bo Schwenka is the quarterback for the Blue Hawks as he turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Conan. Conan brings the ball to the 48. Stops short of a first down. Tackle is made in there by Kylan Pratt again, the strong side linebacker for Fairbury as he comes in to make this stop. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Third down and a yard. Ball is resting between the 49 and the 50-yard line. St. Cecilia moving right to left here in quarter number one.
Done a good job by the Jeff defensive line up there, Micah. Watching the game film, you have to be. I'm sure that Fairbury was very concerned about the running attack that they were able to do against Minden, able to pick up a lot of yards, but they were able to close that down, going to bring up third down and very short.
It's just a quarterback sneak here as Schwenker goes across the midfield stripe. He's got the first down, and he takes it down to about the 47-yard line now of Fairbury. So Bo Schwenka on the quarterback sneak goes straight ahead and picks up the first down. John Mock into the stop there for the Fairbury Jets. So St. Cecilia moves the chains here in the first quarter. Again, Adams Central way out in front of their ball game against Platteview. We'll get a final score here coming up. They're running way ahead of us. Hastings High was trailing in their ball game with Scott's Bluff. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores as this ball game unfolds here tonight in Fairbury. Here's a quick pitch. It's going to come to Seeley. To the near side, he's at the 50-yard line, and he's popped out of bounds here at the 47. A pickup of only 3 yards in a play as Seeley tries to get outside. Over here quickly again for Fairbury, looking good here as the strong side linebacker was Kylan Frett. Knocking Seeley out of bounds here at about the 47-yard line. A pickup of only 1 in a play at second down and 9.
Well, and Fairbury showing their team speed on defense as well. Dalton Seeley with a lot of speed to the outside, and he had blockers out in front of him, but Fairbury did a nice job defensively to able to bring him down. Short gain, second down and 9.
Here's a handoff to Conan right up inside, 45, 40, 35, 30 down to the 29-yard line. Conan, the big fullback, takes the ball up the middle there. The tackle was made in there by Mitchell Husa, quarterback on the left side. That was the play that was so successful last week in the ball game against the Minden Whippets. They kind of made some tinker. They tinkered with that fullback trap play, as Carl talked about during the pregame show earlier tonight. Conan had great success last week against Minden, 137 yards, 16 carries. Finds a lot of running room right there.
Yeah, and a big hole off the right side, right behind the big right guard, and then off of Zach Stirrup over there on the right side, but a 16-yard gain, ball down to the 32 of Fairbury.
All right, St. Cecilia heading toward the end zone right here. There's some movement up there on the defensive line. We'll see if St. Cecilia moves. The right side of the defensive line for Fairbury jumps off sides. We'll see if they were drawn off, and I think that's going to be the case. The penalty here, marched off against the Hastings St. Cecilia. 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play. It's going to be an offsides call. An offsides call here against Fairbury. 8:23 to play in the first quarter. Again, a 2.5-hour rain delay here tonight. This one, in the last 45 minutes or so, they've decided to play this ball game tonight instead of postponing it for tomorrow. So here we are as the rain continues. It's let up here during the past 10 or 15 minutes, but the precipitation continues. It is first down and 5 yards to go now. Ball is pushed down to a 27-yard line of Fairbury. Here's Bo Schwenka. Pitch back comes to Seeley, trying to get outside. Slips one tackler, dances down the sidelines, and he's finally run out of bounds on the far side. Seeley finding some running room out there. He got to the corner. That's Husa over there again for Fairbury to knock him out of bounds. We'll see where the officials spot the football. It's going to be enough for a first down as they take the ball down to about the 19-yard line. It'll be very tough with the angle that we've got to seeing anything within about the 20-yard line. But St. Cecilia marching toward the end zone right here. 6:10 left here in the first quarter. Bo Schwenka, the quarterback, sends a wide receiver split out wide to the left side. The back's in the I formation. Here's a handoff again to Conan. Some tough running room up there. A couple of tough yards up inside. Tony gets maybe 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. That's going to bring up a second down and 8 situation. Second down and 8. As the St. Cecilia's got their opening possession here tonight. Fairbury running with a four-man front. A couple of four linebackers in there as well for Fairbury as they take a look at this St. Cecilia offense. Second down and about 8 yards to go now for St. Cecilia. Here's Schwenke, hands the ball away again to Dalton Seeley. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes. A pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. The first man to get to him was Jake Bell. Bell, the middle linebacker there for Fairbury. So Dalton Seeley getting a couple of yards up inside. St. Cecilia now looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 3 yards to go. The Blue Hawks have moved the ball down to the 12-yard line of Fairbury on their opening possession. Seeley is in the backfield along with Ben Conan. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That is Gettard out there. That's the wide side of the field. Here's Bo Schwenke, wants to throw the football. Rolls to his left. He's still got it. Cocks his arm. Now comes to the near side. He's hitting. Down he goes. He simply ran out of room over here and coming over to make the stop for Fairbury. They had a couple of guys. Justin Cook was one of the guys to come over here, the strong safety. That time Schwenke had some problems getting the ball into the end zone. They had some receivers out there, but good defense by Fairbury.
Yeah, just good coverage downfield. I believe that he was looking for Paul Gettard in the corner of the end zone, but he was covered up very nice by the secondary of Fairbury. And then just Schwenke run out of room on the left side. Fairbury had the numbers, so we'll give him a loss of 2 there. Going to bring up fourth down and around 5 yards to go as it continues to pick up here. Rain-wise, starting to come down a lot harder again.
Line of scrimmage is the 15-yard line up Fairbury, and they're going to go for it here on fourth down and 5 yards to go. Schwenke is up under center. Man goes in motion to the far side. Schwenke's got the ball. Rolls to his right. Schwenke has still got it. This pops it over the right sideline to get the ball to a Conan. Did Conan hang on to it? Yes, he did. Did he get to the first down sticks? Simon, they just kind of lobbed that ball over there on the far side, and I don't think Conan got to the first down sticks. He did not. So Fairbury comes up with a good defensive stand right here. That was an odd-looking play.
Well, and again, a couple of receivers in the same area in the corner of the end zone, but they were covered up as well, so Schwenke had to drop it off to the short man, and that was Conan, and he needed to pick up 5, and I believe he was very close over there, but the officials right there to spot it down a couple of, about a yard and a half, 2 yards short of the first down, so Fairbury comes up with a nice defensive stand now with 5:56 left to go here in the first quarter in Fairbury.
They're going to start this drive as we gaze down at that end of the field. They're going to start this drive right around the what 8 yard line or so as Wisey comes out again for Fairbury. There's a handoff trying to slip it outside, and that's not going to go far. Gettard in on the stop there as they try to take it to the far side of the field. Running the football there for the Jets was Kylan Preff, one of the halfbacks, a junior running back. The roster that we are supplied by Fairbury lists only the player's name, the number, and the class that they're in. We have no idea how big they are, how tall they are, or how much they weigh.
Well, by looking at Zach Stirrup out there, you can kind of size them up. Definitely a mismatch, but Fairbury doing a nice job there. A 5 yard gain, second down and 5.
They got the ball up around the 14 yard line. Here's a handoff again as they try to take it right into the teeth of the buzzsaw there. They run right into a big Matt Stirrup. Carrying the ball there was number 21 on the play. That's going to be Adam Buckley into the ball game now. Adam Buckley into the ball game now for Fairbury. It's been so long ago since we got the pronunciations, had to think twice. We went through that at 6 o'clock tonight. It's now a third down situation. Third down for Fairbury, and about 4 yards to go as the rink continues to pound the field here tonight in Fairbury. As Wisey has got the ball, the quarterback for Fairbury throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught. Did he hang on to it? No, he did not. Got it to the far side. And his hands on it right at the first down stakes there for Fairbury. That was a Pullman, the intended receiver, in the area for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively was Ben Conan. So after St. Cecilia's fourth down situation goes awry for the Blue Hawks, Fairbury is going to be forced to punt the football away here deep in their own territory. They go 3 plays and out. St. Cecilia should get good field position. Backing up here for the Blue Hawks is going to be Seeley and Jackson. They will stand at their own 45-yard line. Wisey will do the punting here for Fairbury. Stands a couple of yards deep in his own end zone. Low snap. Wisey gets it away. Here's the kick. Jackson fields the ball at the 45. Dances to the 46. Retreats to the 45. Back across the 50. Inside Fairbury territory to the 47-yard line. That was a 45-yard kick and an 8-yard return for Wisey, the punter for Fairbury. And we have played about the entire first quarter here, Jimmy, on the side of the Fairbury side. But so far, no score between the Blue Hawks and the Jeffs here tonight.
You know, Fairbury coming up with a big defensive stand down there. And then Wisey doing the punting duties. I watched him in the pregame, got a good leg on him. And that one there, standing in his end zone, was able to get that one out to about midfield where Jackson was able to just take it down to about the 46.
All right, here's a handoff again to Conan across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. Jake Melcher makes the stop there for Fairbury, one of the defensive tackles for the Jeffs. But just like that, that little pullback trap play nets about 6 yards as they take it down to about the 42-yard line. We got 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between Fairbury and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That is Dykeman. Wade is alternating tonight at that wide receiver spot with Paul Gennert. Here's a Schwenke handing the ball away. That's going to be Seeley with the ball across the 40-yard line down to about the 37. So St. Cecilia just content with keeping the ball on the ground here. Tackle is made in there by Anthony Polson, number 64, a senior, a defensive tackle there for Fairbury. They make the gain down to about the 36-yard line, where it's going to bring up a third down in one situation.
It's going to be very short. St. Cecilia primarily doing all their damage on the ground thus far early in the ballgame. 11 rushes, 54 yards for the Hawks. Only one pass attempt by Schwenke. That was a completion for 4 yards.
Schwenke up under center, just a quarterback sneak. He's got the first down and more as they just plow ahead here as a Schwenke takes the ball all the way down to the 30-yard line. So on a third and one from about the 36.5-yard line, Schwenke just goes straight ahead right behind Jake Schwartz, that center, 235 pounds and a senior. You've got Wallmeyer and Toms on either side. And then Stirrup and Susie out there at the tackle positions. Just plow ahead and pick up the first down.
Yeah, 12 rushes down for St. Cecilia on the evening, 61 yards. That being the fourth first down. As we talked about the rain, it continues to come down even harder now, Mike.
Line of scrimmage is the 30-yard line. That's the Fairbury 30. Here's Schwenke again. He's going to pitch the ball back here to Seeley. Outside, 30, 25, 20, down the sideline, 15 to the 10, to the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Dalton Seeley. He had a tough time getting started last week against the Minden Whippets, but Dalton Seeley gets into the end zone for Hastings St. Cecilia as he takes it in from, 31 yards out officially as St. Cecilia is on the scoreboard here with 2:46 to play here in the first quarter.
And a nice run, just a quick pitch to the left side. We talked about Seeley's speed, and he got over there, picked up a couple of nice blocks, one of them being from getter to wide receiver, and able to get Seeley around the corner, used his speed, and took it in from somewhere around 30 yards out. So St. Cecilia draws a first score here as Bo Schwenke is going to hold for Dalton Seeley.
Here comes the PAT. This could be treacherous here tonight. Ball is down. The kick is up. It goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the first quarter, gang. St. Cecilia has thrown only one pass so far tonight, 13 running plays. They get in from 31 yards out. The run by Dalton Seeley, the PAT good. 2:46 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury nothing.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got friends in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The AgriMaster Combine Farm Tire is 725 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Superfleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as 132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury tonight. A stormy Fairbury. It's a 7-0 ball game. Now the Blue Hawks are out on top of the Jeffs. St. Cecilia scores in their second possession here tonight. Dalton Seeley takes it in from 31 yards out. That's his second touchdown of the season. Now the kickoff bounced along the ground, picked up by the deep man. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 to the 40-yard line. Nice return there by the Fairbury Jeffs. And Bookley brings the ball back there for the Jeffs. Adam Bookley brings it out in the center of the field all the way out to about the 41-yard line. That's where Fairbury will start. This will be their third offensive possession of this first quarter.
Yeah, and offensively, Fairbury so far, 0 of 2 passing is Wisey. Only 4 rushes for Fairbury and 12 yards. And again, we see with the wet football conditions, again, another like a squib kick. down along the ground there, and Buckley able to bring a nice return out to about the 40-yard line where Fairbury will set up.
All right, Wisey is your quarterback. They've got wide receivers all over the place despite the inclement weather here tonight. Wisey with the ball, hands it away. That's going to be Buckley again. Buckley across the 40 to the 41 to the 42 where he is snowed under. And on the stop there, A.J. Toms for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively, one of the D tackles in there. A pickup of about a yard on the play. We'll call it second down and 9 yards to go. 2:22 to play here in the first quarter. It's like Jimmy just turned on my morning shower. It is coming down again here in the Fairbury. We had 2.5 inches of rain earlier.
I'll bet we're nearing the 3-inch mark because It hasn't let up at all. It did for maybe just a little bit midway through this first quarter, but it's coming down very hard right now.
Second down, 9 yards to go. The ball's at about the 41-yard line. Wisey wants to throw, looks right, throws right. The ball's going to be caught here at the 41, slips away from Steely, picks up 1, maybe 2 yards out to the 43-yard line. Trent Pullman on the receiving end of that pass from Trevor Wisey. And this is a team that averaged about 30 passes per ball game a season ago. And when we talked to their coaching staff earlier in the week, he said, no, we're not going to throw it to nearly as much. We're down around 15 to 20 times per ball game. They expected to throw it tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. So far, he's three times so far in the first quarter.
Yeah, but why is he a good-looking quarterback? Very tall back there, very comfortable. It's a lot of protection. That one there delivered a nice pass. Didn't go for much, only a couple of yard gain. We'll give him a 3 on that. Third down and 7 now for Fairbury.
Line of scrimmage is the Fairbury 43-yard line. There's a play-action pass. Wisey wants to throw the ball. Rolls to his left. He's still got it. Cocks the arm. Throws it downfield. It's going to be caught down here at the St. Cecilia 35-yard line. On the receiving end of that pass is Chad Medina again, just a sophomore. Makes a nice catch down there at the St. Cecilia 33. Fairbury moves the chains, and the Jeffs have the ball in St. Cecilia territory.
First down for Fairbury, that one being via the air. And as Wisey rolled out to the left side, was able to buy a lot of time. Here comes my first friend of the evening.
Look out.
Oh, yes, we're not at Duncan. We're in Fairbury, but the trains are closer to us here, right behind the press box. But that one there, Wisey doing a great job buying all the time he could. And then he finds Medina downfield, 22-yard gain down inside St. Cecilia territory. We are inside 1 minute, 52 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
So Fairbury trying to counter the St. Cecilia drive there in their last possession. They've got the ball to St. Cecilia 33. Wisey hands the ball away, and that's going nowhere. They hand it away to Fett. And getting through there for St. Cecilia defensively, in on the top tackle is Nathan Soucy. Soucy, the defensive tackle, threw him for about a yard loss or so. Back to about the 45-yard line. It's second down and 11. Yeah, you missed the pregame show. You step outside here at this press box. About 3 steps in back of us is the railroad track.
Well, the one thing about it, we've been down here several times. The press box just really rattles on telephone poles, and with the trains coming by very close, you think they're just right out your back door at the new facility starting next week for Fairbury here. I guess very nice.
Second down, 11 yards to go from the St. Cecilia 35. Wisey wants to throw the ball. He's in the pocket, moves to his right, cocks the arm again, throws it downfield. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted and then nearly caught. The intended receiver over here was Nathan Bell, a sophomore for Fairbury. St. Cecilia nearly got the pick there. It's an incomplete pass, and it's now a third down situation. Third down and about 12 yards to go.
Yeah, why is he rolling to the right side again, trying to buy more time, and then just tries to loft it over top of Paul Gettert. He makes a good move up towards it, tips it, and then nearly completed as we're coming to the end of the first quarter.
And that is the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books here tonight in high school football action from Fairbury. The score after 1, Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury nothing.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury. Adams Central tonight has beaten Platteview by a score of 41-0. Scotts Bluff over Hastings High tonight, the final score of 26-7. We are in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Fairbury. The score is 7-0, but Fairbury has got the ball in St. Cecilia territory here at the 35-yard line. There's the snap to begin the second quarter, and immediately penalty flags are down.
A lot of yards first quarter for St. Cecilia. 4 yards only for Bo Swinka through the air. 92 yards on the ground. That's attributed by the nice run of 31 yards that Dalton Seeley had for the touchdown. 96 total yards of offense for St. Cecilia. 4 first downs as the penalty will be marched off against Fairbury. That'll be their third of the evening. We look at Fairbury in the first quarter, 24 yards through the air, 11 yards on the ground, so 35 total and one first down. We look individual for St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley, 6 carries, 54 yards in the first quarter, and Ben Conan, 4 carries and 27 yards.
So the line of scrimmage is now the 39-yard line of St. Cecilia. YZ and the rest of the offensive unit back up to the line of scrimmage here for Fairbury, trying to counter the nice possession there that St. Cecilia had in their last drive. Here's a long pass down the field. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be nearly caught again down around the 2-yard line. St. Cecilia tipped the ball down there at the 2, but then that maybe was almost caught again by the Fairbury Jets. That was a Pullman out on the pattern there. And the thing was broken up back downfield by Pachuba for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, 3 defensive backs back there. Dalton Seeley also back there. That was one of them passes batted up in the air. Fairbury nearly come up with a miraculous catch down there. But it's going to force Fairbury into a punting situation. We see Wisey will stand about at his own 46-yard line to get this one off.
St. Cecilia will send a couple of guys back deep. The snap is low. Wisey gets off a good kick. It bounces at about the 2-yard line in and out of the end zone. And St. Cecilia will start this drive first down and 10 on their own line. High school football action coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Again, we're getting the late starts. We must have the late TV game tonight, huh? Sorry, about 2.5-hour rain delay. They finally decided to try to get this thing in tonight. We've seen plenty of rain. In fact, that has not stopped tonight. What we're trying to do is to stay away from the lightning. If it lightnings at all, we got to stop the ball game again for at least 30 minutes.
Well, the one thing about it, the first quarter moved along very fast as both teams primarily kept the ball on the ground and the clock continued to move. But so far, so good. No lightning even off in the distance.
Here's a Schwenk of the quarterback. They'll start this drive from their 20-yard line. They hand the ball away to a Dalton Seeley. Looks good outside. Slips one tackler. He's not going to slip the second one. He comes to the near side, and he's brought down immediately there. Over here for Fairbury, making the stop is Mitchell Huza again, the quarterback here on this left side. So Seeley trying to get to the corner. He found some running room out here and then runs into Huza. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play. They bring the ball from the 20 out to the 24-yard line. It's second down and 6.
And a little bit of delayed draw to the back of Dalton Seeley back there. Just didn't able to get enough blocks out there to the outside. And Fairbury was able to get over there. He did pick up positive yards, nearly 5 on that. So we'll call it second down and a long 5 for St. Cecilia.
Ball is on the near side hash mark. Backs in the offset eye formation now. Quarterback Bo Schwenke. Man goes in motion. That's Young to the far side. Schwenke. Play action pass, wants to throw, goes to the left side. He's still got it, 25-30. He is crashed out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Good stick over there by the Jets as the Schwenke is knocked out of bounds. So Schwenke again looking to take the ball downfield. We'll see where they spot the football. They're going to be right at about the first down stakes at about the 30-yard line, and the officials may take a second look at this one. Schwenke was knocked out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. Timeout is called over there as the officials look to see if they picked up the first down. The chains are right there, and I think they had some problems with the chains. The officials trying to sort that out on the far sideline. Again, the two Hastings schools that were in action earlier tonight splitting their ball games. Adams Central winning over Platteview tonight to go to 3-0 in the season, 41-0. Hastings High drops to 0-3. They lose to Scotts Bluff tonight by a score of 26-7. Hastings St. Cecilia leading here over Fairbury. The score is 7-0. We've got 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the second quarter. But now they've got the chain situation figured out over there. Line of scrimmage is right at the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down for St. Cecilia, less than a yard to go for the first down. The officials doing everything they can to keep the ball drive in between each and every play. They got the ball covered up with a towel out there, and they pull it off at the last second just as the team comes up to the line of scrimmage to center of the thing. He's being held up here for some reason. They had some problems with the chain on the far side. St. Cecilia's got a third down at about a couple of inches to go. The ball resting between the 29 and the 30-yard line. That's their own 29. As the officials still trying to get things squared away here. 10:47 left in the second quarter. They're looking to the end zone now. They're going to say we're ready to go. Third down and a couple of inches to go. There's a quarterback sneak by Schwenke. And Schwenke is going to have enough for a first down as he brings it across the 30 out to the 32. Don't know what all that delay was about, but Bo Schwenke picks up the first down for St. Cecilia. Brings it from the 29 out to the 32. It's a pickup of 3 yards there on the quarterback sneak. And it's going to bring up a first down situation now for the Hawks.
Well, fifth first down on the evening for St. Cecilia. And you mentioned the weather we had down here with the huge delay. They had a delay back at the Lloyd Wilson Field. I know several other games. The Deschler-Franklin game also held up by the weather. So it wasn't just us. There were several games tonight that were held up for a little while.
St. Cecilia, first down and 10 from the 33. Some movement up there on the line of scrimmage. Here's Schwenke with the ball again. Rolls to his right. Throws it across the middle. It's nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted. Getting the hands on the football that time was Trent Pullman for Fairbury. He had it at about the 47, but goes sliding right through his fingertips down to the turf. And it's a second down and 10 situation now for St. Cecilia. Just moving the football tonight in this weather, Jimmy, is going to be tough. Everybody going to have a tough time holding out of the pig tonight.
Well, it is, and that one there, the pass intended to for Dykeman over on the right side, and that just a wet football, tough for Dykeman to get his hands on. It slips through his hands, nearly intercepted by Fairbury, but the pass falls incomplete. Going to bring up second down and 10 now for Schwenke and the Hawks.
From their own 33-yard line. Going into the backfield with Seeley. Here's the option play. They're going to pitch the ball back at Seeley trying to get outside, and he runs out of real estate. They ran the option play there to the short side of the field. He crosses the 35 out to the 36 to the 37-yard line where he's upended over there by the Fairbury defense. That's a Bell over there. Jake Bell again, number 65, the middle linebacker for Fairbury, making the stop. So they're just putting up a fight here against the number 2 ranked team in Class C1. According to the Associated Press this week, Hastings St. Cecilia. Third down and about 6 yards to go. St. Cecilia has moved the ball out here to about the 37-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That is Dykeman. There's an inside handoff, and now there's the penalty flag, and they blow this one dead. The second train of the first half.
Yeah.
You keeping stats on that, too?
Yeah, I've got the train. We'll get the train numbers. This one here is going to be whistled on. St. Cecilia will bring up their first penalty on the evening. And that'll be a movement up on the front line. Didn't indicate a number, but somebody on the St. Cecilia front line jumped, so it's going to penalize them 5 yards.
So now it's going to bring up a third down and about the 11 situation. Third down and 11, St. Cecilia here in the second quarter with a 7-0 lead. Ball pushed back here to about the 31-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Man comes in motion there. That's Seeley. They're going to pitch the ball back to him. Seeley now uses speed to get outside. He's at the 35. He's at the 40, and he's run out of bounds here at about the 44-yard line. He'll be very close to a first down. If they give him the 44, that's a first down. Mitchell Huza, again, over here, the quarterback for Fairbury, knocking Dalton Seeley out of bounds. So we're going to see where the official spot is. He had to get the ball to about the 43-yard line for the first down. That's exactly where they put it down. The officials don't even take a second look. They just signal it's a first down. They move the chains on the far side. I'm sure they want to get out of here just as soon as they can as well. First down and 10 for St. Cecilia from their own 43.
Sixth first down on the night for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia lined up Dalton Seeley on the far side of the field there, brought him in motion, and then Schwenke just simply turned and optioned off to Seeley, and then he used his speed, able to get around the corner, picking up a nice block from Ben Conan. Was able to pick up 12 yards. Seeley doing all the damage tonight, 76 yards so far in the game on 9 carries.
So here's another first down situation. Quarterback keeper, that's going to be Bo Schwenke. He brings it to the 45, to the 46, to the 47-yard line. Quarterback keeper to the short side of the field. Schwenke carrying the mail there at the bottom of the stack for the Fairbury Jets. In fact, a good gang tackling there at the bottom of the stack for Fairbury, number 72. That's a Will Ebke. Ebke just a sophomore in there for Fairbury. Boy, you can compare the two rosters, Jimmy. St. Cecilia's got about 2.5 times as many players as suited up on their varsity squad than Fairbury does here tonight. Second down at about 7 yards to go from the 46. Schwenke wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. It's way over the head of his intended receiver. That was Gettard over there for St. Cecilia. In coverage there for the Fairbury Jets, number 13, Jory Kreiner, a senior for the Jets. So now it's third down for St. Cecilia. Third down at about 7 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 45-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, now when they're just a couple steps away from center, and Swinka delivered that ball out there to Gettard, but high above his head. Ball's incomplete. That's the third pass attempt from Swinka tonight. He's only completed one. That went to Conan early in the first quarter, but the damage has been done on the ground so far by the Hawks. 125 yards thus far with 6:34 left to go till half.
7-0, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Young coming in motion to the short side of the field. Hand off goes to Conan. The ball is on the ground. It's going to be recovered by Fairbury. They tried to run the play to Conan. I don't think he ever got it. That one has popped loose. It is recovered by Fairbury. The Jets have the ball in St. Cecilia territory. The fumble recovery was made by Wisey. Wisey gets the fumble recovery for Fairbury, and the Jets have the football at the St. Cecilia 43-yard line.
Well, they tried to run that trap play, and I don't believe that Conan had the ball from Swinka clean from the outset, and that ball was being juggled as he went through the line, being a wet football. It's very slimy and tough to retain possession of it. It falls to the turf. Fairbury gets on top of it very quick, and now we have the officials in the middle of the field huddled up having a discussion again.
Wisey recovers the fumble there for Fairbury. They've got the ball in St. Cecilia territory at the 43-yard line. And now what do they say here? St. Cecilia is signaling that they have got the football. Wisey clearly came up with that ball for Fairbury. The officials going to discuss things here. All five of them are in the center of the field here, right over the football at the 43-yard line.
Well, I didn't see any laundry on the field, so I don't know if there's a flag. They're still discussing things out on the field. I did not see a flag being thrown there, but they're indicating now it's against Fairbury. That would be strange.
I was going to say maybe the whistle sounded. The whistle sounded before the fumble. So that discussion that continues out there. What do we got here? Officials doing a lot of walking, not a whole lot of decisions being made out there. Now we're coming over to talk with the coaching staff for Fairbury. They're going to cover the football up here at the 45-yard line, and it's going to bring up a fourth-down situation. They're going to give the ball back to St. Cecilia. So instead of good field position here for Fairbury, St. Cecilia will have to punt the football on fourth down at about 8 yards to go. So evidently, the whistle sounded, a quick whistle there by the guys in the black and white suits here tonight. Fairbury recovered the apparent fumble, but they're going to say the now they're going to blow the whistle again, and St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. Things are not going real smoothly here in the quarter number two in Fairbury. St. Cecilia wants to call timeout. Now they've got third down on the down marker on the far side. Feels like that play never happened.
Never happened. They waved it off, an early whistle, and so they waved it off. So, yeah, it's going to actually be, as we have a St. Cecilia timeout, they're still asking for an explanation here. But I believe is it still going to stand third down and seven here for St. Cecilia.
6:28 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a quick break and come back. St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury. It's like that last fumble didn't even happen. They've got third down back on the stakes again, and they're going to give the football to St. Cecilia at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, they waved that play completely off, so going to redo third down and seven here for the Hawks.
Here's Bo Schwicke up under center. He drops back to throw, rolls to his left, fakes once, and now throws the ball down the left sideline. He's got a man out here. A sliding catch is made. Did he stay in bounds? He made the catch. They're going to say he dropped the football down here at about the 20-yard line. A nice catch out there, but he didn't hang on to the darn thing. St. Cecilia, that's Paul Gettard out there for St. Cecilia. So Schwenka throws it a long way down the left sideline. Gettard can come up with it at a 20-yard line, and now we go back to a fourth down situation, and St. Cecilia will have to put the football away.
Well, on the fourth pass attempt from Schwenka falls incomplete, but he's got to get a little help out there with that wet football. It's tough to catch, and that one there is Gettard tried to readjust for the football, just slipped to the ground, fell on his seat of his pants, tried to make the catch, but it slipped out of his hands. He's going to bring a fourth down for St. Cecilia.
Low snap on the punt. Seeley picks it off with a wet turf. Gets it away. High kick. Bounces. It's going to take a St. Cecilia bounce down across the 20-yard line, down inside the 20. And the punt is going to go about to 34 yards for Seeley. Averaged 36.5 in his ball game last week against Minden. So now Fairbury has got the ball. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We continue to play in a downpour here tonight in the Fairbury. The score is 7-0. St. Cecilia with the lead. They're only scoring a 31-yard touchdown run on their second possession tonight from Dalton Seeley. They added the point after touchdown, and the rest of the ball game has been played between the two 30-yard lines here tonight. So now it's going to be Fairbury with a shot at things here. They'll move from our right to our left. The ball is about the 19-yard line. Wisey stands in the shotgun set. As he's got the ball, he backs up, looks left, he fires the ball to the near side. The ball's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted and then dropped. Pullman was the intended receiver. The ball was tipped and went right through the fingertips of Conan over here on the near sideline. He couldn't hang on to it. It falls to the wet turf. That's going to bring up a second down and 10.
Boy, and Ben Conan, very fortunate. He didn't get a flag there. He got there pretty early on that play, and I think he bumped the receiver a little early. The hometown crowd wanted a flag. The officials pretty content not to throw them. They've haven't had a good first half, so to speak of. Going to bring up second down and 10 here for Fairbury.
Ball is at the 19-yard line of Fairbury. Wide receivers put out to the left and to the right. This is a spread set they run here for the Jets. Wisey is the quarterback. Man goes in motion to the far side. Wisey waiting for the snap. He hands the ball away. That's going to be Bucci with the ball as he goes to the far side, and he's going to be chopped down, trying to get outside St. Cecilia right there defensively. Sneaking through there for Hastings St. Cecilia, making the stop there was Wade Dykeman, the outside linebacker on that left side. So Dykeman makes the play there for the St. Cecilia defense. In fact, no gain in the play. He got it back to about the 19-yard line. So now it's a third down and 10 yards to go.
And Buckley trying to stretch the field over the right side, just not able to get around the corner with this Blue Hawk defense. Brings up third down and long. Only seven carries tonight for Fairbury, only 11 yards on the ground here in the first half.
Wisey is now in the shotgun set again with one lone setback behind him. That's a Fett. He wants to throw the football, trying to set up a little screen over here, and the ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to fall down to the turf. And now we got a penalty flag down. Penalty flag goes down here after the pass was deflected. Now the officials will discuss things one more time. They're trying to set up a little screen over here to the right side. The ball was deflected, and we're going to have an intentional grounding call against the quarterback, Wisey. So an intentional grounding call here against Wisey on this third down and 10 situation.
On his Wisey rolled back, he was looking to set up the screen pass, and just everybody covered up for Fairbury. He just tried to throw it over in the flats in front of the Fairbury bench, and they'll go ahead and mark this off. So that's the fifth penalty on Fairbury here with 7:13 left to go to half.
I thought maybe somebody deflected that there at the line of scrimmage, but just kind of threw it out here in no man's land. And there's the indication it's going to be a grounding situation, intentional grounding against quarterback Wisey. It's going to be a loss of down, so this is going to be forcing Wisey in the punt formation here in St. Jose. Will get great field position as they will have their deep men back here at about the 50-yard line. Wisey off the kick from near his goal line here. Still with 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. It is 7-0, Hastings St. Jose with the lead.
Well, and Wisey's going to be about 9 yards deep in his end zone as we have Jackson and Seeley back deep for St. Jose.
So they marked off the penalty for an intentional grounding, and now Wisey gets the ball away, and it's going to that'd be a very good kick. It's going to come to the near side, a very short kick as it bounces at around the 25-yard line. It comes to the near side, and St. Jose will get tremendous field position here, but we got a Blue Hawk down in the end zone. A Blue Hawk is down here in the end zone as he went for the block down there on the Wisey kick. The ball was not a very good punt here as it comes bouncing out across the, let's see, where do they have it here? At the 23-yard line. So St. Cecilia will start at the 23-yard line of Fairbury, but we got an injured Hawk in the end zone here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Will take an injury timeout. 7:03 to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
A.J. Thomas is the injured player here for Hastings St. Jose. He is helped to the sidelines, but Jimmy St. Jose with great field position at the 23 of Fairbury.
Yeah, and Fairbury really doing a lot, or St. Jose doing a lot of damage on the ground tonight, 128 yards on the ground, and they get set up in great, great field position here deep in Fairbury territory.
So Schwenker brings the offensive charges out. Here's a Seeley, a blast play off a right tackle. He takes it down to about the 20-yard line, a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Tackle was made in there by the Fairbury Jeffs, and making the stop there was Jake Bell again. We've called his name a couple of times here in the first half. Bell is the senior middle linebacker for Fairbury. A pickup of a couple of yards on the play as they move the ball from the 23 down to about the 20-yard line. 6:38 to play second quarter. 7-0, Blue Hawks have the lead.
And we talked about St. Jose on the ground. Dalton Seeley, 79 yards, getting very close to that 100-yard mark here in the first half.
So the back set up in the I formation again. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left. Schwenka pitches the ball back to Seeley. He's hemmed in, gets away from one man, gets away from two men, goes for 3-4 yards, and then he's brought down. Tackle is made in there by Jory Kreiner. Kreiner, the quarterback on that right side of that Fairbury defense. Brings down Seeley as they try the pitch play to the wide side of the field. And St. Cecilia now looking at third down. At about 2 yards to go, they get the ball to Fairbury 15-yard line. Under 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hawks scored on their second possession here tonight. Seeley taking it in from 31 yards out. So now it's third down and a couple of yards to go from the 15. Here's a quarterback sneak. He just goes straight ahead, and they blow this one dead before Schwenka gets into the secondary of that Fairbury defense. They blow this one dead on the quarterback sneak, and I think somebody moved up front. That's the indication. So instead of third down and 2 yards to go, Jimmy, it'll be a third down and 7. A little tougher situation now for Charles Tesmer, that offensive coaching staff on the far sideline.
Well, Swinkle was going to get the call. It's going to be a quarterback sneak right up the middle. They've been pretty successful on that play on third down this evening. But the penalty will force them back and bring up a third down and about 7 yards to go.
From the 20-yard line. There's a 20-yard line of Fairbury. Wide receiver is Dyklin, split out wide to the right side. Going into the backfield with Dalton Seeley. Here's Swinkle wants to throw the ball down the left sideline. The ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Catching the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia was Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan, the tight end for the Blue Hawks, is catching it on the far sideline. Nice pass delivered up there by Bo Schwenka. A 20-yard touchdown pass from Schwenka to Joe Ryan. And St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 13-0.
Doing a good job by the front line, giving Schwenka the time to roll left and then throw it. And then Ryan doing a good job going up over a couple of defenders and to bring that one in from 20 yards out. So the Hawks score again, extending their lead to 13-0, 5:28 left to go here till half. And we have Bo Schwenka kicking or holding in a new kicker in there.
So St. Cecilia will attempt the PAT. Schwenka can't handle the snap back there, and he's going to be tackling the play. Schwenka trying to get it down on the pad, and he was tackled in the play there. So the PAT fails. I think that was a simple case of a wet football right there.
Well, I think it was. And the new kicker in the game, usually Dalton Seeley doing the kicking duties. Matt Kissinger in there for that one. I looked out there and seen 2-5 instead of 5, and that was the case there. But just a wet football, and the Hawks will retain a 13-0 lead.
So this comes with 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the second quarter. It was really set up by that poor punt from Fairbury that gave St. Cecilia great field position at the 23-yard line. So we got another timeout here. 5:28 to play second quarter. St. Cecilia 13, Fairbury nothing.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia Now the 13-0 lead over the Fairbury Jets. Here comes the kickoff. And Fairbury ringing to the near side. The ball is loose down here at the 15-yard line. There's a fumble on the play. I think St. Cecilia is on top of it. Yes, they are. St. Cecilia on top of the fumble there, bringing the ball back for Fairbury. It was number 44, Kylan Frett. And I think in the recovery there was Simon Ostrander, number 14.
Well, Ostrander was over there, and also the kicker, Matt Kissinger. As we said, Dalton Seeley has handled all the kicking duties so far, and I don't know if he has got an injury at all, but Kissinger was in there on the kicking duties, and Ostrander and Kissinger in there as that ball squirted out from Fairbury. So the Hawks take over again on another turnover deep into Fairbury territory.
They'll start this drive at the 20-yard line. So on the ensuing kickoff after St. Cecilia scores, Fairbury coughs the ball up, and St. Cecilia looking to open things up now here in the second quarter, already with a 13-0 lead over the Jets. The first play goes off of right tackle. That's going to be Seeley. I think Kissinger got some time last week in the ball game against Minden. There's trying to save a Dalton Seeley a little bit. He's been out there a lot on the offensive side of the football here tonight, playing some defense as well. So maybe his kicking chore is going to be a split up a little bit here as the Kissinger into the ball game. A pickup on that last play of about 4 yards as they move the ball down to about the 16-yard line. Second down and 6. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia looking to add to the total right here. It's a 13-0 ball game. Here's Swinky again, hands the ball away to Conan. He's got a seam. He's at the 15 to the 10. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Ben Conan takes it in, racing St. Cecilia. That one from about 14, 15 yards away. Conan gets the touchdown, and the Hawks go on top now by a score of 19-0.
Well, you pick one. It's tough to see down there. We'll call it 16 yards. It was pretty close there, but just that fullback trap again where they were so successful last week against Minden, and that was the same play there, and Conan had a huge hole right up the middle, and he waltzed into the end zone. As St. Cecilia extends their leads, and we see Swinka out there, St. Cecilia will go for two here.
So it's a 19-0 ball game. St. Cecilia goes for two, and it's the exact same play as they run Ben Conan right up the middle again, and he gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So St. Cecilia scores 14 points in less than a minute here in the second quarter as Bo Schwenker throws the 20-yard touchdown pass to Joe Ryan, and then on the ensuing kickoff, Fairbury coughs it up. St. Cecilia gets the ball at the 20-yard line. 2 plays later, Ben Conan takes it in from 16 yards out. The PAT, the two-point conversion, good. And now with 4:33 to play in quarter number two, St. Cecilia 21, Fairbury nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go again. It's going to be St. Cecilia kicking off, and this one goes to the far side, and then going down to his knees to grab this one is a guy who fumbled it the last time. That was a threat, number 44. Fumbled the ball the last time, and this time he goes down to grab the ball down on his knees, and the line of scrimmage is going to be the 10-yard line. Fairbury can't get to the locker room soon enough.
Well, and the one thing, Mike, we talked about the turnover issue with the wet football, and that's kind of been the case. Field position has been huge, and you just can't afford to give St. Cecilia the short field a couple times. They're going to make you pay, and they have done that. St. Cecilia thus far in the first half, 178, a total offense. Fairbury, 35.
St. Cecilia held Minden to 90 yards rushing last week and 16 yards passing. They forced 7 punts in their season-opening win over the Whippets, 35-13. Hawks are out on top here by a score of 21-0. We are in the second quarter. Here's a handoff to Frett, and he's going nowhere. Hanging on for dear life, or he sees St. Cecilia at the bottom of the sack there for the Blue Hawks. On a tough defense up there for the Hawks was number 85 into the ball game. Now that's Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook, 195, a defensive end there for St. Cecilia. A loss of a yard or so. Ball pushed back here to the 9-yard line. Second down and 11 yards to go. Coming at halftime, Tyson Hebronic is going to join us with some high school football scores. Because of all the delays and everything, we've got some scores in. We'll certainly pass those along to you as we're running late here tonight. We'll get that at halftime, get some words from Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach from Hastings College. So that is all coming up at halftime. There's a pass to the far side. It's way over the head of his intended receiver. out there for Fairbury was Medina, number 22. Over there in defensive coverage for Hastings St. Cecilia was Wade Dyklin, the outside linebacker on that left side of the St. Cecilia defense. Third down, 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 9-yard line. High school football action here tonight. It's a late one. If you're just joining us, a 2.5-hour rain and lightning delay tonight. And we didn't get started until about 9:30 tonight. This game was in doubt for a long time. They were thinking about maybe postponing the thing until tomorrow, but we've had rain falling most of the night as it has let up just a little bit, but still raindrops falling from the sky here tonight at Fairbury. Third down and 11. Why is he the quarterback in there in the shotgun set? Before this play is run, there's some more penalty flags down. There's some more problems here as Fairbury is running into major trouble here in that second quarter. A delay of game call here against the Fairbury Jets. That'll cost them 5 more yards. So they hung tough there throughout the first quarter or so until the two teams kind of settled into this ball game. St. Cecilia cashing in on a fumble recovery here, scoring 2 touchdowns in a matter of, 55 seconds or so here in the second quarter. Now the Hawks have a 21-0 lead.
And you just get in such a hole against St. Cecilia. It's so tough to pull yourself out of with this defense. And again, field position was the big key there, and you just can't give St. Cecilia the short field a couple of times right in a row. They're going to make you pay.
There's a handoff now to a threat. The ball pops loose again down here at about the 10-yard line. St. Cecilia's got the ball. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Recovering that loose fumble there for St. Cecilia was Joe Ryan. Ryan gets the fumble recovery, and St. Cecilia is set up at point-blank range here with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the second quarter. They'll start this drive first down and goal at the 10-yard line of Fairbury.
Well, and again, another turnover, that one being a fumble, and I believe Fett was the ball carrier there, just not able to hold on to that wet football, and it goes bouncing down to the turf again. So Fairbury once again giving St. Cecilia the short field. They'll set up shop at the 10-yard line.
St. Cecilia can blow this one open right here. 21-0 already. Here's a handoff to Conan as he works up inside. Battling for some yardage across the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. Bottom of the sack there for the Fairbury Jets. And on the stop there was number 41, Justin Cook. So Cook, a senior, making the stop there for Fairbury. A pickup of a couple of yards in a play. We're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 2, St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 21-0. Again, Scott's Bluff beat Hastings High tonight 26-7. Adams Central winners over Platteview on a score of 41-0. So it's now a second down situation here. Bo Schwenka with the backs in the I formation. The Maryland I as they hand the ball away to Seeley. Blasted off the left tackle and he dances into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Seeley takes it in from 7 yards out for the Blue Hawks and it's now a 27-0 ball game here in the first half.
Second touchdown on the evening for Dalton Seeley as he goes in untouched. The big block coming from the fullback, Ben Conan, he was able to open up a nice hole for Seeley, and he just waltzes into the end zone. So St. Cecilia extends their lead here, getting very close to halftime with 2:56 left to go. They extend their lead now to 21-0. 27-0. They haven't yet to change the score clock.
All right. So 27-0, St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes Kissinger into the ballgame to attempt the PAT. That snap goes to the fingertips of Schwenka. Picked up by Kissinger as he runs into the near sideline. And then he's going to be tackled in the play, trying to get into the end zone for the 2 points. That's not going to happen. So the two-point conversion fails, or the point after fails. It was initially a one-pointer there, but the PAT was no good as that snap goes right to the fingertips again of the holder, Bo Schwenka. So we've got another timeout here, 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in quarter number 2. The score now, Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Fairbury nothing.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Fairbury with 2 big fumbles deep in their own territory here in quarter number 2. And the Jets are now trailing in the ballgame by a score of 27-0. Here's the kickoff again. Here's Fred with a big hole, this time across the 35-40 out to the 45-yard line. So Fred has had his problems. He has fumbled a kickoff return. He fumbled that last play offensively. And he is finally tackled on the play by Blake Brouillette on the special teams for St. Cecilia. 2:48 to play here in the second quarter. The Hawks now out on top by a score of 27-0 in a high school football game of the week tonight here on 1230 KHIS.
Now, Fairbury struggling offensively here in the first half. 35 total yards of offense as they've really been plagued by turnovers with the wet football. And why is he really having a tough time? Only 24 yards through the air on 8 pass attempts.
Now, Trevor Wisey will bring his offensive troops back out here as the light rain continues in Fairbury. Three wide receivers split to the left side. A couple of wide receivers out to the right side. Wisey wants to throw, throws to the near side. The ball is going to be caught here at the 50-yard line. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Conan knocks him out of bounds. Hanging on to the football was a Chad Medina, the sophomore wide receiver for Fairbury. So they move the ball from the 45 out to the midfield stripe here at the 50-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in the play, second down and 5.
Well, this will be able to see the field a little bit better. It's been played down on the ends and very tough to see with the yard markers getting knocked down. But with the ball out here, midfield will be able to call a much better couple minutes here till half.
So Fairbury's got the ball right at the midfield stripe. Same formation, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right side from the spread set. Here's the quarterback, Wisey. Play action pass, wants to throw. The ball is going to be chipped. It is tipped down there, a big, big boy, and there's Zach Stirrup, and we saw him a couple of times during the preseason workouts when they were working out the Crozier Park. And I tell you what, this guy is a monster. He has grown up here in the last year or so. Zach Stirrup, a big defensive end. They've got him listed at only 245 pounds, but he looks much, much bigger than that.
Well, he does, Mike, and if you go out there to the practice facility and watch St. Cecilia practice, they have some big, big boys, and I think they only put one foot on the scale when they weighed them all because I think Carl's got him on the light side.
We'll have to ask Mr. and Mrs. Stirrup. I'll guarantee you they'll say he weighs more than 245 pounds.
Yeah, the grocery bill shows it.
Third down and 5 yards to go. The ball is right at the midfield stripe. Man goes to motion to the far side. Spread set again. Wisey wants to throw. Backs up. Looks right. Still got it. Throws it to the right sideline. And that's going to be, is it picked off down there? Yes, it is. It is picked off on the far sideline. They tried to get the ball there to Medina. And the ball is picked off there by Hastings St. Cecilia. And on the reception there was Pachuba. Pachuba back there for Hastings St. Cecilia picks the ball off of the St. Cecilia defense. That's his first interception of the season. And now with 2:28 to play, the St. Cecilia offense comes back out. Hawks have scored 3 touchdowns here in the third quarter after Dalton Seeley scored the only first quarter touchdown on a 31-yard run.
Well, they won't have near the short field. They'll have to go a long ways here with just 2:28 to go. But that one there, Wisey just kind of throwing that up for grabs back there. And Pachuba coming up with a nice interception on the seat of his pants.
So St. Cecilia will come back out here. They will start this drive. Well, let's see. Now the Blue Hawks want to call a timeout. St. Cecilia will call a timeout. The line of scrimmage is going to be the 23-yard line. So Pachuba gets the interception there for St. Cecilia downfield. And now St. Cecilia calls the timeout. We'll take a break here with 2:28 to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Blue Hawks 27 and Fairbury nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
There's more high school football going on. A halftime score, Deschler is leading Franklin tonight 22-12. They're at halftime, so they're still going on. They're at halftime now. They had a rain delay as well. In fact, just about everybody had some kind of a rain delay in the contest tonight. We just had a long one, 2.5 hours. When I thought I was going to be home, we hadn't even kicked off yet.
Yeah, put away the steaks and break out the eggs. We're going to be ready for breakfast when we get home.
Line of scrimmage is the 23-yard line. You're always thinking about food. Here's Schwicker. He wants to throw the ball again. Comes all the way to the near sideline. He's still got it. Loses a couple of guys, and then he's going to be knocked out of bounds here. Schwicker wanted to take the ball downfield and then just simply ran out of real estate. Over here for Fairbury was Wisey knocking Schwicker out of bounds. ended up being about a 3-yard gain as they moved the ball from the 23 to the 26-yard line. Put the steaks away, get the eggs out.
Well, it could keep the steaks out, I guess, but I was referring to it being after midnight.
Yeah.
Well, after midnight when we get home.
We have it just before we head out to the Bronco game. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 12:15. Hastings College tomorrow in action against the Peru State Bobcats. Where am I thinking? I'm all messed up. We played them a couple of weeks ago. We got Briar Clifton tomorrow. I knew that didn't sound right.
Well, they're both blue.
It's late, folks. There's Schwinka. He wants to throw the ball again. Throws it to the far side. That one is overthrown. Intended receiver was Getters. We got a man down here for Fairbury. The pass was delivered high to Getters out here at about the 45-yard line or so. We got a man on his back here for Fairbury. That's going to be Justin Cook. Cook is down here for the Jets with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. So we got an injury timeout here. We will take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here tonight. The score is 27-0. Again, Hastings College in action tomorrow. They got Briar Cliff in town, 12:15 for the pregame show tomorrow, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. I'm searching for something. I can't find it right now.
These late games have a tendency to really throw things off kilter.
We've got coming up at halftime, Tyson Hronik, who has anxiously been manning our studios tonight, switching in between games and things and keeping everything all sorted out. He's going to bring up to date on some football scores. Normally we get to the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show at about this time. But since we're running a little late, we'll get to Tyson in here at about halftime here tonight. We'll get you some scores from what we have in so far. Hastings High has lost tonight to Scotts Bluff. Adams Central has won tonight over Platteview. And we'll get you some of the other scores here in just a few minutes when Tyson will join us at halftime. So now we've got a penalty on Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to push the ball all the way back here to at about the 12-yard line. Time is running out here in the second quarter. Schwink is going to keep the ball on the ground this time. He tries to take it off a left tackle. There is it is. Hand the ball away to Dalton Seeley. He picks up a couple of yards, and that's about it. Seeley is knocked down. We're going to be inside 2 minutes to go now. It's going to bring up a fourth down and long situation. So a penalty there, I'd say, to say a long one, too.
Yeah, offensive pass interference was the call against St. Cecilia. I did not get a number from the official when he signaled to the sidelines, but that was the call. And then St. Cecilia just running a play up the middle from Dalton Seeley, a couple-yard gain, but Seeley having a huge first half, 14 carries and 96 yards, as we'll see Seeley back deep to punt here for the Hawks.
Here comes the snap, here comes the pressure, and Seeley will get it away. Husa is the deep back here for Fairbury. The ball bounces down along the ground across the 45. It gets out to the 50-yard line, and that's where St. Cecilia will down the football right at the 50-yard line. So St. Cecilia with three second-quarter touchdowns, thanks to a couple of fumbles there by Fairbury deep in their own territory. The Hawks have opened up a 27-0 lead over the Fairbury Jets here tonight, as Fairbury will look to maybe get something on the board here before the start of the second quarter. High school football action here tonight on 1230 KHS. We are in quarter number two, a minute and 21 seconds to play in the quarter at a 2.5-hour rain delay. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Fairbury. The score is 27-0. As Wisey comes up to the line of scrimmage, wide receivers go to the far side of the field. Wisey backs up, looks to the left side, and now he's hitting down. He goes. He got rid of the ball. It looked like he wanted to deliver the thing and maybe just had it knocked out of his fingertips there. or slipped out of his fingertips with a wet football. That was a Zach Sterb applying all kinds of pressure for the St. Cecilia defense.
Well, Sterb coming in there hard again, was able to get in the backfield very deep, and Wisey just lucky that one there wasn't ruled a fumble as his hand was going forward, so they called it an incomplete pass. Going to bring up second down and 10. Wisey, 12 pass attempts, only three completions, 423 yards here in the first half.
Down to a minute and 17 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. Right at the midfield stripe, the Fairbury Jets will come up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers all over the place again as they run this shotgun set, the spread set. Wisey's got the ball, pitches the ball out here to Fret. Fret has got it at the 50, and he gets it to about the 47-yard line, drugged down from behind by Gettert. Gettert, the inside linebacker for Hastings St. Cecilia, making the stop there on Fret. A pickup of about 3 yards in the play. It's now third down and 7 yards to go as we are now under a minute to play.
Well, a good job by Gettert there as Fred was able to have a little bit of room out to that left side, but just the speed from Gettert coming from the far side of the field was able to get over there and knock him down for only a couple-yard gain. So inside a minute now, clock moving with 45 seconds left to go. Fairbury, a third down call here.
Wide receivers again, left and right. Ball's on the near side hash. Man goes in motion out of the far side. As Wisey waits for the snap, well, he fumbles the thing, picks it back up. He's still got the ball at the 50-yard line. He brings it across the midfield stripe to about the 49. Nearly went down with the ball as he went down to scoop that baby up after he fumbles the snap out of that shotgun set. Brings it to about the 49, a loss of a couple of yards in a play. So officially a quarterback sack there for the St. Cecilia defense. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down at about 9 yards to go from the Hawk 49, and this one is starting to get ugly.
Well, no, that'll be the last play of the half as we're inside 5 seconds. Fairbury allows to let it tick down, but again, a wet football, a very tough third fumble in the first half for Fairbury as they will trot into their respective locker room here with the Hawks well in hand.
So a couple of second quarter fumbles for Fairbury deep in their own territory has led to 21 second quarter points. And Hastings St. Cecilia comfortably ahead now at halftime. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Fairbury nothing. Stick around. Tyson Herbronik is going to come up next. He's going to get you up to date on some high school football scores. We're going to kind of switch things around a little bit. Normally, we get you the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show at the end of the broadcast, but because of the weather delays we had with our ball games tonight, Tyson will get you up to date on some of the scores from across the state of Nebraska tonight. Then we'll join Paul Merkowitz. Had a chance to talk with the coach concerning the Hastings College Briarcliff football game, which is coming up tomorrow. Then we'll get you back here for the second half between Hastings St. Cecilia and Fairbury. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHIS. Our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Fairbury nothing.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
And good evening, good late into the evening. It's actually towards the night, toward the actual morning hours. Anyways, what a late night we've had here at the KHAS Sports Studios. I'm Tyson Everonic, giving you a look at some of the scores that we got going on right now. You are enjoying your St. Cecilia game, hopefully. Blue Hawks up big at halftime right now over the Fairbury Jets, 27-0. Also going on our sister station, the Breeze, 94.5. Their game at last checked was at halftime. Dessler was leading Franklin 22-12. They got off to a late start as well. They got started about 20 minutes before we did here at KHAS. So their game will be ending just a little bit before ours. And once again, that's Dessler 22, Franklin 12. Going on across the city, Hastings High dropped a game to Scotts Bluff, 26-7 tonight. Adams Central shut out Platteview, big, 41-0. And actually, I was told a plague of mosquitoes in the second half had entered into Patriot Field and caused troubles even getting from play to play. So Plague of Mosquitoes and the Adams Central Patriots beat Platteview 41-0. Other games going on locally. Kearney won big over North Platte 35-3. Aurora defeated McCook 48-10. Big win for Aurora there. That was at McCook. Holdridge defeated Minden 16-13. Grand Island Central Catholic is victorious over Boone Central 27-6. Broken Bow all over St. Paul 33-13. And Fillmore Central beats Wood River Eagles by a field goal 23-20. Moving on, Ord defeated Central City 17-7 tonight. Loup City over Centura 28-6 in Gothenburg. Big win over Southern Valley 46-8. Cambridge won big in a shutout 47-0 over Sandy Creek. That was at Cambridge. And Kearney Catholic shuts out Ravenna 35-0. Silver Lake won in a big shutout against Wilcox Hildreth. Silver Lake at home tonight won 58-0. Other games across the state. Axtell defeated Overton 41-12. And Heartland Lutheran defeated Clay Center 34-16. And just another word of note we have for you. Heartland and Exeter Milligan. That game is postponed to September 12th due to lightning in the area. They decided to call that game, postponing it till September 12th. Once again, your game at halftime here. Blue Hawks 27, Jeffs nothing. We'll get you back out to Mike and Jim after we talk to Paul Merkowitz after this.
You to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Well, Coach, so far so good. Couple of wins in the right column here. Peru State and Doan knocking off the Tigers last week 34-10. Hastings off to a tremendous start this year.
Yeah, things have started out well. And, I mean, obviously as coaches we're not where we want to be yet. And I think the players realize that too. But I think you can never complain, you know, sitting at 2-0. You know, we're reasonably healthy. I think we're playing pretty well. Got another challenge tomorrow with Briarcliff. Excellent team coming in here that really handed it to us a year ago. So we realize as coaches, and I think the players realize this now too, is that each week our level of competition is going up as the schedule goes on, and we're going to really have to be prepared tomorrow.
Last week against the Tigers, we ran for 255 yards in that ball game. That's the most that we have put up since September 22nd of 2007 in the ball game against Midland Lutheran. Obviously, had to be happy with the way we rushed the football.
We really were, and actually, Sunday when we met, we gave Nick Grummer a hard time because we think we'd well been over 300 if he not tripped and fell on a couple of runs. But our kids are playing well. I'm not sure we were exactly where we wanted to be assignment-wise with grades and things, but I think I give our guys an A definitely for their enthusiasm, the way they played and playing hard and playing physical. And so if we can do that, it gives us a chance at least, and that's something we can work with.
One thing that has popped up so far is the Bronco defense. We had a couple of big plays in the ball game against Doan last week. One interception that was returned for a touchdown. Then Mike Cardenas intercepted another one and took it down to about the 3-yard line. So two big plays really broke open that game in the third quarter.
Yep, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we talked about it in the preseason. You know, we talked about it, you know, after the first scrimmage. You know, we're going to go as our defense goes. And as well as we ran the ball and as well as we won the time of possession, they're the ones that really put the game out of reach for us and really won the game and did a great job. You know, when you get a pick for a touchdown, next play a pick, take it down to the one. I mean, we've been on the back end of that before, and you know how hard that is to recover from. And so, you know, our kids really played well, really, really challenged them on every side of the ball, and, you know, including the special teams, and I think we played well. It gave us something to work with. I think we got better from week one to two, and starting tomorrow, we need to get better from week two to three.
Now, tomorrow, Briarcliff is in town. Normally, a Briarcliff-Hastings football game doesn't look that big on paper, but because of what happened a year ago, they stole one from us up in Sioux City, scoring in the game's final play to beat Hastings 25-24. I'm sure the focus has been there this week.
It really has been, and it's been something we've talked about all offseason, not necessarily just Briarcliff, but finishing games and coming into games that you know, if you play well, you should take care of business. You know, I think they're a much improved team. They're going to win a lot of football games, and so we're really concerned, hoping that one of them is not tomorrow, obviously. But big physical team, a lot of new faces. Some guys return that are the same, you know, they run the ball well, they throw the ball well, they stop the run extremely well. You know, they're one of the top rush defenses in our league, and so, you know, something's going to have to give tomorrow, and hopefully it's our ability to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage.
This is a team that lost to Grandview College, a non-conference game to start off their season, but they came back and shut out Dana last week, their first shutout in school history last week against the Vikings. So they're coming in with a little momentum as well.
Yeah, they are, and I think this is a game that they circled a year ago and played extremely well, and my guess is they're doing the same again. Coach Rethman has his teams very, very well prepared. You know, they're similar, it seems like, in their approach, even though the schemes are totally different. Is just keep it simple, let your players play, and let them get after it. Because once the ball gets snapped, like we talked in the post game, I mean, there's nothing you can do as a coach that's going to stop anything that happens once the ball snaps. So you want your kids being aggressive and not overthinking things, and they do a very good job with that.
The scary thing is you go back to the 2008 season. Briarcliff put up 534 yards against the Hastings College defense last year, 475 through the air, and I'm sure that's a big concern as we get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a huge concern because, you know, two of the guys with 345 of those receiving yards are back, and you know, you got a different quarterback, but I think to some extent he may be better. And so, you know, and we have the same secondary. So you kind of look at those types of things, and I think it's more of how we played and the way we approached it, especially as things started to kind of fall apart, and we fell into, as coaches, me included, in a little bit more panic mode than we needed to. We did some things. We were just trying to get out of there, get a play, you know, get one pick, get a score, and the thing's over. Get a field goal, and the thing's over. And you can't do that. You know, you got to stay with what your plan is and what you do best. And, you know, kind of like I just said, you know, when you start trying to make stuff up and draw stuff up in the sand and try to do some things, your kids aren't aggressive in what they're doing. And so, you know, we've got enough in defensively that we can give them some different looks and let our kids play pretty aggressively and try to get after them a little bit.
Luke Roeder was one of the guys that hurt us last year. 16 receptions, 248 yards. On the other side of the field, you have Chase Colvin, 8 receptions, 117 yards. Like Coach said, they're back. Our secondary is back. So look for maybe some big plays out of our defense tomorrow. At least we expect to get some, huh?
Yeah, we're hoping to. You know, when I got the facts on Sunday with their two deep, I kind of looked at it as quick as I could, hoping that I wouldn't see either of those two names on there. But they're both there, and my guess is they'll be on the bus tomorrow, and we're going to have to deal with them when they get here.
Maybe the biggest change from last year to this year is the rushing attack. It's much better.
It really is. They are dynamite in the offensive line. They've got some different guys playing. You know, they run a play that really concerns us, where they pull a call side guard and the center, and they lead out and around, and that back does a really nice job of picking the, you know, whatever seam he can find, you know, to that particular side. And so that's kind of their mainstay play. They run it out of an outside zone look. They'll run it right at you, and they'll also sweep it, and it's really kind of the same. And you know, it matters how you want to play it and what you want to do. You know, if your outside guy is going to go ahead and take that first guard on and kind of get the ball to bounce outside, they bounce it outside fine. If you run up the field and try to force it inside, they have zero problems with doing that either. So it poses some problems for us. It has posed some problems for Grandview. It did pose some problems for Dana. And so we've worked a lot on it, and we need to be prepared for it.
And they tell us their strength of the football team is on the other side of the ball in defense.
And I agree. I think they're, you know, we haven't talked a lot about it because obviously the numbers they put up a year ago, but I think they thought going in, at least at media day, it sounded like they were trying to replace a lot of guys. And there was a lot of guys that were missing a lot of tackles, you know, with graduation. But they were playing great, you know, they really contained a team in Grandview offensively who's extremely athletic. And then Dana tries to do some different things and spread you out. They don't, you know, they're still not running the football, and so some of those statistics are a little bit skewed. But don't take anything away from their defense. They're going to stop the run or do everything that they can to do that. And so we've got to account for everything and then take our shots when we can.
So how do we win this thing tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, the keys in the first two games for us really have been our excellent special teams play. You know, we've stayed out of a lot of stupid penalties, which has allowed us to manage the game a little bit more, field position and whatnot, and we haven't turned it over a bunch. I think it's going to be a close ball game, I think, and I think that surprises people because, you know, when you look at preseason rankings and all this other stuff and you look at it on paper, at the beginning you say, no way, but, you know, you look at their stats and what they've been able to accomplish, they're playing extremely well with a ton of confidence, and so we're going to have to be, you know, playing extremely well in physical football.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That's Hastings College head coach Paul Merkwitz. Coverage begins at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. The kickoff will be at 1 o'clock at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have the coverage here on 12:30 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Fairbury by a score of 27-0. Here at halftime, St. Cecilia scoring in their second offensive possession tonight, a 31-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. Point after was good, 7-0, Hawks had the lead. Second quarter, a 20-yard touchdown pass from Bo Schwenke to Joe Ryan. Point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia jumped down to a 13-0 lead. Fairbury fumbles the ensuing kickoff. St. Cecilia takes over the 20-yard line. Two plays later, Ben Conan takes it in from 16 yards out. The two-point conversion was good. That made the score 21-0. And then Joe Ryan recovers another fumble on the next possession down at the 10-yard line. Dalton Seeley took it in from 6 yards out. The point after touchdown was no good. That's the way we stand here. 27-0. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead at halftime.
Well, a dominating performance by St. Cecilia first half, Mike. Some pretty impressive numbers up on the board. We'll get to some individual numbers here in a bit. But for Fairbury in the first half, Trevor Wisey, 3 of 12 passing, only 29 yards in the first half. One interception, that coming in the second quarter. Third train, by the way, this evening. 11 carries for Fairbury there in the first half. 9 yards, 38 total yards of offense. One first down for Fairbury as the Hawks was able to hold Fairbury to only 3 total yards in the second quarter. We look on the side of St. Cecilia. Bo Schwenke is 2 of 6 passing for 24 yards. He has one touchdown pass, that coming from 20 yards out. St. Cecilia rushed it 28 times for 170 yards in the first half, 194 of total offense, and 7 first downs. Individual numbers, Dalton Seeley, 14 carries, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the first half. Ben Conan, the big ball carrier last week against Minden, having a pretty good night as well, 7 carries, 48 yards, and 1 touchdown. But again, Mike, we talked about it with the turnovers that Fairbury had, and then the pooch punt that they had. St. Cecilia was able to get the short field. Whenever you give the Blue Hawks a short field, they will jump up like a cobra and bite you, and they did, and they're out on top at halftime here, 27-0.
So St. Cecilia looking to go to 2-0 on the season. Blue Hawks are looking good so far here in this first half of play. And an update on the other ball game that's going on in our area right now. Deschler has jumped out on top of Franklin. It is now 30-12. 30-12, Deschler has got the lead over Franklin tonight in high school football action. Again, if you're just joining us, want to know why we're still on the air with high school football coverage. Well, we had a 2.5-hour rain and lightning delay here in Fairbury. A lot of the games throughout the state had some sort of a delay tonight. In fact, some of the games even postponed until tomorrow. We finally got started, about 9:30 or so?
Mm-hmm.
9:30, we finally had a kickoff here in Fairbury, and we have reached halftime now with St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 27-0. Hastings High losing one here tonight to Scott Bluff in their contest tonight. And also Adams Central picked up a win this evening in their ball game against Platteview. So we're here on the final night that they're going to play football here at the Quinn Field. This is a facility that's built in the outfield of their baseball facility, and this is the final game they will play here. In fact, they've got a ball game next week at their brand-new facility, and we've heard it's something to be seen here for Class C1 football, a brand-new facility out their high school, and they'll be getting into that next week in their homecoming ball game that they got set up for next week. So we can say goodbye, put this in our broadcasting resume here. We did the final ball game ever, the final football game here at Quinn Field in Fairbury, Nebraska.
Well, I was just thinking at halftime here how many times we've been down here. I can remember one when it started raining. We were outside of the press box using clipboards, no table. That was quite an interesting evening with the trains coming right behind us.
2 years ago, we had the rain and the ball game. It was eventually moved to Saturday. That was the Hastings High game. And deja vu, we come back tonight, we get another rain delay. So we might get escorted out of town, never to come back here, huh?
Well, when we come walking in and said we were talking about the storms that rolled through the Hastings area, they were like, you guys again. Like, yeah, we're bringing it right along with us. It's hooked up to the car, and it's on its way.
So Fairbury, despite being behind 27-0, will have to kick off to begin this third quarter. And St. Cecilia will move from our right to our left. I think the kicker wants a new football. The officials have done a good job of keeping the footballs dry here tonight as much as they can. For the most part, I think we've got
very light.
Yeah, very light rain just falling down. We had a monsoon for a long time here tonight. In fact, we got a little river running around the football field here tonight. But we're getting this baby in. So far, so good. As long as we don't see any lightning here in the second half, we'll be ready to get out of here. Fairbury will kick off. This is Garber, Kellen Garber, who's into the ball game to punt. His first kickoff tonight for Fairbury. Going to come to Seeley at the 10, 15, 20, center of the field, 25. He's out to the 30-yard line and finally brought down as he tries to bring it outside. Nice return there by Dalton Seeley. I have never seen so much train traffic on one track that I've in my entire life. I thought Duncan Field was bad, Jimmy, during the baseball season, but it doesn't hold a candle to the track they got here at Fairbury.
Yeah, this is incredible. Four of them so far, so we'll put four of them in the first half. We'll see what happens in the second half. But boy, they don't hold anything back. They come blazing through town as the Hawks will take over. First and 10 here, a nice kickoff return by Dalton Seeley.
From the 34-yard line, St. Cecilia will start this drive again. They scored three touchdowns in the second quarter to blow this ball game open. They're going to keep the ball on the ground here. We're probably going to see a lot of this in the third quarter as the Hawks pick up a yard, maybe two. That's going to be Conan carrying the ball there across the 35 out to about the 36-yard line. There is a mercy rule in all the classes this year. 35 points. They'll run with a running clock here in Class C and the other classes. So St. Cecilia's got the 27-0 lead right now. Hawks with the ball here in the third quarter. They've got it out here at the 36-yard line. Schwenken stays in there at quarterback. Conan is in the backfield. And also Seeley is in there as they hand the ball away again. Nope, a pitchback comes here to Dalton Seeley. He's got some room, 45-50, hurls his way at the 45, down to the 40-yard line of Fairbury, and finally brought down. Nice run by Dalton Seeley. Finally, the tackle is made downfield by the Jeffs. Another stop there is Jared Fritch, who's into the ball game now, a junior. But Dalton Seeley now comes up a little hobbled here, Jimmy, as they run the stretch play to the short side of the field here. Dalton Seeley hurdles his man at about the 50-yard line. Finally gets it down to the 45, and the Hawks have another first down.
Well, and Seeley will stay well now. They'll send in a sub to him. We've seen him run off under his own power. Made a great leap move at about the 50-yard line. Was able to get up over top of a defender and pick up 23 yards on that gain there as the Hawks move it into Fairbury territory.
I think that's Gettert coming to the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He'll run out of tailback position with Conan in there at the fullback. They'll go with a Merlin I formation now with Andrew Young also up in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks come up to the line of scrimmage, and here's the penalty flag down. Delay of game, St. Cecilia. So a little indecision over there. The St. Cecilia sideline's going to cost him 5 yards. And that's going to bring up first down and 15 yards to go. By the way, some new coaches on the coaching staff for St. Cecilia this year. Some former greats for the Blue Hawks are Travis Soucy and Nick Soucy, helping out the Carl Tesmer and the rest of the staff over there.
Yeah,
they're hands-on coaches, too, I'll tell you. I was out during the preseason workouts. They They ran their stuff.
I was going to say they're very instrumental in getting the new weight system set up there at St. Cecilia and helping the players through the summer.
Here's a handoff to Gettert, slips it outside. Gettert to the 50, to the 45, still on his feet. Tough to bring down, 40-yard line, still on his feet to the 35, and finally drug down at the 34-yard line. That was a nice run by Gettert to pick up of 16 yards as he takes it off tackle. Tell you what, they had three or four guys on him here. Jimmy, about the 40-yard line, he just kept his feet moving here. Took it all the way down to the 35 is where he's going to spot the football. But it's a first down for the Blue Hawks.
Actually, they're going to mark it just short of the first down marker. We'll give him a gain of 14 yards there. But a nice job by Gettert as he comes in for the injured Seeley. And still no Dalton in the game, as we'll see Gettert as the tailback in here again for the Hawks.
Yeah, they got to take it just across the 35. The nose of the football is this side of the 35. There's a quarterback sneak by Schwenke. He's going to have the first down as he pounds the ball down to about the 31. So Schwenke on the quarterback sneak takes it right up the middle there. Tackle is made in there by the interior of the Fairbury defense, led by Jake Melcher. The defensive tackle is senior for the Jets. First down and 10 for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're marching toward the end zone again. We're in the third quarter. 9:32 to play here in the quarter number three. St. Cecilia already leading by the score of 27 to nothing.
Mike quickly, Dalton Seeley back in the game. He's lined up a tailback here for the Hawks.
Line of scrimmage, the 30-yard line. Here's Schwenke with the ball, throws it out here to the near side. It's incomplete. Intended receiver was Dykeman for Hastings St. Cecilia. Over here in coverage for the Fairbury Jets, number 25, Jared Fritch. So it's now second down and 10 yards to go. Despite the wet weather here tonight, St. Cecilia has now thrown the ball 7 times. Fairbury has thrown the ball 12 times here in this contest. Neither quarterback having real good success throwing the pig around here tonight.
No, we didn't figure we'd probably see St. Cecilia throw too many times. They've done a lot of damage on the ground, though. 213 yards, and we have a timeout on the field.
Hastings St. Cecilia, by the way, in the second quarter, out yardaging their opponents tonight 98-3. They're keeping that alive here in quarter number three as Carl Tesmer has called a timeout. Timeout on the field with 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play in quarter number three. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Fairbury nothing.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
If all goes well, we'll have Hastings College football tomorrow. The Broncos at home against the Chargers of Briarcliff.
Pick up the company plane to get home.
12:15 for the pregame show. 1 o'clock for the kickoff tomorrow. The Broncos and the Chargers right here on 1230 KHAS. Second down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 31-yard line. St. Cecilia on a counter play. Gets it to Young. Takes it to the far side, and Young is going to be pumped out of bounds. Young down around the 25-yard line is pumped out of bounds. It's a rare carry here tonight. Knocking him out of bounds over there for the Fairbury Jets was the free safety coming up to make the stop. That was Trent Pullman. So Andrew Young, who did not have a carry last week in the ball game against Minden, gets his first carry of the season and takes that ball for about 8 yards down to the Fairbury 23-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, and Dalton Seeley out in front making a nice block for Young on the right side. Was able to pick up some good yardage, third down, and about 2 for the Hawks.
Down about the 23 of Fairbury. Moving right to left here in this third quarter, there's Seeley running the ball. Seeley takes it off a right tackle. He's going to have the first down and more as he plows down to for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. Uso picking up the stop there for Fairbury. The ball is spotted at the 15-yard line, and now they're in the area of the field. We're going to have a tough time down here at the 15-yard line. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the ball first down and 10, looking for another score here. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
10th first down for the Hawks. All their first downs coming on the ground this evening. Dalton Seeley now with 125 yards on the ground on 16 carries.
Schwenke up under center here for St. Cecilia. Reverses out of there. Pitches the ball back to Gettert. Slips one tackler. Comes from the near side. He's at the 10-yard line at the 5. He's into the corner, and he does not get there. I do not believe. No, Gettert carrying the ball. He was close. He is brought down into play. That's Huso over here again into the stop for the Fairbury Jets. Also Pullman over here defensively. But a nice run there by Gettert as he takes the ball down around the 5-yard line, maybe the 4. So a good run there by Paul Gettard, the 205-pound senior for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, Gettard doing a good job off the left side. Got a quick pitch from Swinka as he run the option to the left side there and picked up some good positive yards, 15 yards down inside the 5. I believe they're going to spot it down at around the 3-yard line. So first and goal here for the Blue Hawks.
I'll buy that. They're at the 3-yard line. Hastings St. Cecilia right here on the near side hash mark. There's a handoff to Conan. He's into the end zone, touchdown. Ben Conan, an easy touchdown for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks tack on another 6. 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. It's St. Cecilia 33 and Fairbury nothing.
53 yards now on 8 carries for Conan as he takes that one into the end zone on that little trap play again. And the Hawks now with 75 yards of rushing here in the third quarter as they extend their lead out to 33 to nothing, and the officials blowing this one dead again.
Ben Conan gets his second touchdown of the ball game. St. Cecilia scores on their first offensive possession of the second half to make it a 33-0 ball game. And now St. Cecilia will go for the two-point conversion right here. Maybe trying to get it into the running clock situation and get out here. Is a Bo Schwinke. He's up under center and some movement up there on the right side of the line. Some movement on the right side of the line. Big number 77, Joe Wallmeyer, jumps the gun there, the 180-pound sophomore, the right tackle for St. Cecilia. So they'll try this, a two-point conversion from the 8-yard line. So 33-0, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Fairbury Jeffs here in this one. And there comes Dalton Seeley into the ball game for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks will try this two-point conversion from the 8-yard line. They will send a wide receiver out to the left side. That's going to be Dykeman. Getter's going to be the wide receiver to the right. And have Conan in the backfield along with Dalton Seeley here. Swink up under center. This is a two-point conversion following the first touchdown of the second half. They just throw the ball into the end zone. That's going to be a two-point conversion caught by Gettard. And St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 35-0. They just used the big, tall frame there of Gettard. They just lofted it up there. Nice pass by Schwenke. Gettard catches that one easily in the corner of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play now in the third quarter. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Fairbury nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
35-0, Hastings St. Cecilia now with the lead. Here's Fret bringing the ball back for the Fairbury Jeffs after the kickoff. He brings it out across the 25 to the 27-yard line. That's where Fairbury will start. So St. Cecilia in their first offensive possession of the second half. They take the ball right downfield, and they cash in on the 3-yard touchdown run from Ben Conan. His second touchdown of the ball game. The two-point conversion good. 35-0 now, St. Cecilia with a lead.
Well, and the one thing you may wonder why Coach Tesmer goes for two on that, they've had a lot of trouble with the snaps tonight with the wet football, so that allowed them to go to the two-point conversion. A nice pass by Schwenke as the Hawks now with 277 of offense to 38 for Fairbury.
Fairbury will start this drive from the 28-yard line. Here's a YZ with the ball. He hands it away, and it's going to be snowed under. Good penetration again by the St. Cecilia defense. They have not had much success running against the D here tonight. Running with a football there for Fairbury was Nathan Bell. So Nathan Bell, a sophomore, now getting a carry there for Fairbury. Picks up 2 yards in the play. Ball's brought back out to the 31-yard line. Under 7 minutes to play now in the third quarter. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead here in this one, 35-0. Kind of a miserable night weather-wise in Fairbury. There's a Wisey with the ball. A couple of steps, drop. Throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught, but a short gain, if any. That's going to be Fell, or rather Bell, over here again for Fairbury, making the reception on that pass from a Wisey, a pickup of about 1 yard in the play. So 2 plays and about 3 yards. Now third down and 7 yards to go for the Jester, moving left to right here in quarter number three.
Well, and Randy Ahrens has to be extremely pleased, Mike. Another good defensive performance tonight by his defense. They have really gotten in there and given Wisey all kinds of trouble, put a lot of pressure on him this evening, and he's just really had any time at all to throw the ball back. There are only four completions on 13 pass attempts for Wisey tonight.
Third down and 7 yards to go from the 32-yard line. Bell goes in motion off to the far side. Wisey's going to run that way. Slips one tackler. Wisey has still got it, and down he goes right at the line of scrimmage. Trying to get outside, and he is nailed on a play over there defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia with Spencer Saminski, who's into the ball game now. Saminski, the 170-pound senior, in there for Randy Ahrens in the St. Cecilia defense. A pickup of about 2 yards in a play, but Fairbury still far short of a first down. Line of scrimmage is now the 34-yard line, and the Jets will have to punt the pig again.
Well, we'll see why he dropped back deep for Fairbury to punt this ball off, and again back deep for St. Cecilia. Number 5, Dalton Seeley, and also Jackson, number 15 in there for St. Cecilia.
They'll settle back here at the 30-yard line. There's his snap. Picks it up off the turf again. Low hanger. Jackson watches it go by him, and the ball is going to be blown dead. Did he touch it? No, he did not. Hey, what Fairbury was down there, he thought maybe Jackson touched the football. Taking off with the pig and heading the other way was Trevor Bruno, a senior for Fairbury. He was going to take it to the house, but the officials quickly blew the whistle so that Jackson didn't touch it down there, and the Blue Hawks will take over first down and 10 on their own 32-yard line.
I think Cody Jackson thought about it, though. He wanted to pick that ball up and run with it, but Seeley right there trying to get him away from it, so the Hawks will take over again, and I'm sure that we're going to start seeing some fresh white jerseys in there for St. Cecilia.
Well, as they come out, we see Gettert is the wide receiver to the left side. Seeley is in there. Got a brand new fullback in there. Now for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Devin Ely. Devin Ely is now the fullback for St. Cecilia. Schwenk is going to throw the ball out here. Gettert grabs it at the 40-yard line, down to sideline 45, and he's popped out of bounds right in front of the Fairbury bench. They're going to see he steps out at the 43. So St. Cecilia will have a first down. Schwenk is still throwing the ball. That's a pickup of 14 yards in the play. The completed pass from Schwenke to Gettert. Ball is brought out to the 43. The Blue Hawks will move the chains one more time.
Gettert's now second reception on the night for 22 yards. That's the 12th first down for St. Cecilia on the evening. The first one through the air, the previous 11, had all been picked up on the ground for St. Cecilia.
The Hawks have dominated this ball game since about the beginning of the second quarter. They scored 3 touchdowns in the second quarter thanks to a couple of big, big fumbles by Fairbury deep in their own territory. Here's Ely, a big hole across the 50, 45, fumbles the football at the 40-yard line. Fairbury recovers. I heard a whistle. Now the official is coming in there. He blew the whistle and blew that baby dead before Ely fumbles the pig down here. So St. Cecilia gets the break. They've got a first down in Fairbury territory. They will spot the football at the 45-yard line. So now Devin Ely into the ball game is at the fullback, the 180-pound junior for head coach Carl Tesmer.
Well, on that same trap play, Mike, that Conan has been successful on last week and tonight as well. And that one there, Ely takes it across midfield, picks up 12 yards. So 87 yards of rushing now for St. Cecilia here in the third quarter as we trickle down inside 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. The 13th first down as the Hawks now down to the 45-yard line of Fairbury.
Backs will be in the I formation. Wide receiver split out to the right side. The tight end lined up to the left side of the formation. And first down and 10 yards to go. Hand off on the draw play to Seeley. Penalty flags are down. Seeley outruns the man at the 50, 45. And he has run out of bounds on the far side. I think we're going to have a holding call here on St. Cecilia. So some penetration for the Fairbury defense. Seeley trying to outreach that defense to the far side. Penalty flags went down as Seeley went out of bounds at about the 45. Little if any gain, but there's the indication. Going to be a holding call against St. Cecilia. We have not seen too many penalties tonight for the Blue Hawks.
No, only 4. That's the fourth one there. But as Dalton Seeley took the pitch, Fairbury had great penetration over there, and one of the linemen on the right side for St. Cecilia guilty of the holding call. That play was not going to go for very much yardage, maybe a couple of yards at best, but they'll march it back inside St. Cecilia territory down to the 43-yard line.
So they will wind the clock one more time, under 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. A 2.5-hour rain and weather delay here tonight with the lightning and you name it, we had it. Finally got started at about 9:30, thus our late ending to this baby here tonight in Fairbury. Here's Seeley again, got to run it to the short side of the field down the sideline as he approaches the midfield stripe as he's run out of bounds over there at about the 47. Lusa is over there again for the Fairbury defense. Also getting over there is Jake Melcher, the defensive tackle for Fairbury. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play as St. Cecilia approaches the midfield stripe here. Still going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and long for the Blue Hawks at the 47-yard line.
Haley now 17 carries and 129 yards as we near the end of the third quarter here. Second down and nearly 20 for the Blue Hawks.
St. Cecilia will line up on their traditional set here with the quarterback Schwenke up under center. Man comes in motion to the near side. Here's a Schwenke going to try to get outside to the near side across the 50 to the 45-yard line down to about the 43 of Fairbury. So he runs the option play here to the wide side of the field. And Schwenke takes the ball down to about the 43. Now a manageable situation here for this Blue Hawk offense. Third down and about 9 yards to go. High school football coming your way tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings and across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
That's what you were looking for.
Third down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 43-yard line of Fairbury. They swing the ball out here. Seeley has got it, hemmed in, gets away. 45 down the sideline, 40, 35, and run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Again, over there for the Fairbury defense was Mitchell Houston again for the Jets. Is swing that ball out there to Seeley. They use his speed to get down the sidelines, and the Blue Hawks move the chains again.
First down, number 14, just a simple swing pass out to Seeley and let his legs do all the work. He picked up a nice block on the outside, takes it for 15 yards down deeper inside Fairbury territory as we are down to 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
One thing about it, with the running clock, we'll be in and out of here in no time. Clock does not stop when a team gets ahead by 35 points this year in any of their classes. That's a rule change for the 2009 season. St. Cecilia is again on the march here in quarter number three. There's a handoff again to that fullback little trap play. That's going to be Conan in there again for St. Cecilia as he carries the mail for about another 10 or 11 yards. So Ben Conan back in there for St. Cecilia carrying the mail there. Conan's having a good night rushing the football. Nothing like last week, but he's going to be close. Conan carried for 137 yards last week against the Minden Whippets.
And we are at the end of the third quarter. First down, number 15 for St. Cecilia. By the way, Ben Conan, 9 carries, 64 yards.
Leading ball carrier for St. Cecilia tonight is going to be Dalton Seeley by far. So three quarters in the books here tonight in the final game at Quinn Field here in the Fairbury, Nebraska. We will take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Fairbury nothing.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got friends in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The AgriMaster Combine Farm Tire is $725 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Superfleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Fairbury. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 35 to nothing as we start this fourth quarter. Blue Hawks on the march again. First down and 10 yards to go. They're moving from our left to our right now here in quarter number three. There's the ball. It's going to be fumbled, and this one is going to be picked up by Fairbury. And the drop right there, that is Fret, the guy who has really had problems hanging out of the ball himself, Jimmy. That was an inside handoff. I think that was Conan that went up inside for St. Cecilia. They might have had some second and third teamers in there after that third quarter in. I think that was some second and third teamers in there as they fumbled the football away, and it was picked up by Fret. So that scoring drive goes awry.
Yeah, Mike, we look through two quarters. So in the second quarter to the third quarter, St. Cecilia's out yardage Fairbury 245-8.
Wow. Blue Hawks have scored four touchdowns during that time, too. So here comes Fairbury back out there. They'll start this drive in their own end. And this is going to be a new quarterback in there as well for the Fairbury Jets. This is going to be Trent Simpson. Trent Simpson, a sophomore, now in control here for Fairbury. So with the clock running in the fourth period of play, both coaches going to try to shuttle as many players as they can into the lineup here. And this could be a nightmare for us in this fourth quarter. But the Blue Hawks are going to comfortably get out of here. It's now a 35-0 ball game. Saints to say with a lead over Fairbury. They led at halftime by the score of 27-0.
We look at the Hawks through three quarters, 341 total yards of offense. We look on the side of Fairbury, 42. So the Hawk defense done an outstanding job tonight.
Simpson, another big, tall quarterback in there for Fairbury. Going to throw it out there. The ball is going to be caught. That's going to be Bell with the ball. Gets a couple of yards as he takes it up for about a 6-7 yard gain. They're going to say it's going to be enough for a first down. So enough for a first down there for Fairbury. They will move the stakes. 10.5 minutes to play here in this football game. Hastings College tomorrow will be back at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College will take on Briarcliff. 12:15 for the pregame show tomorrow with head coach Paul Merkowitz. We'll kick things off at 1 o'clock. The Chargers currently 1-1 in the season, losing to Grandview College in their opener, coming back and getting their first shutout in school history last week as they knocked off Dana 23-0. Hastings College currently 2-0 in the season. Here's a handoff to Bell. He brings it across to 35, and he's spun down here at the 37-yard line. Tackle was made in there by St. Cecilia. Some new white shirts in there. That's a Bryce Faber. Bryce Faber into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, seeing a lot of second, third-teamers shuttled in there. So, obviously, Fairbury going to pick up some good yardage here. That's the third first down for Fairbury here on the evening.
Yeah, St. Cecilia in the second and third quarters, they out-yardage Fairbury 245-8. They outscore them too, 28-0 during that time. And right now it is a 35-0 ball game. St. Cecilia with the advantage. Simpson has got the ball, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught again. And then that man buried there at about the 43-yard line. They throw it out to the right sideline. That's Josh Johnson on the receiving end of that one for the Fairbury Jets. But then he was immediately nailed on a play by a St. Cecilia defense, a pickup of only 5 yards in the play. Second down and five as Fairbury has brought the ball out here to the 44-yard line. After the broadcast tonight, after the ball game is over, we'll have our player of the game, the coach's post-game show, and the guys have stuck around. Blaine Bulis and Tyson Havronik will be back with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here tonight.
Why not? Let's drag her out well past midnight.
We can get into Saturday morning with no problem here tonight.
Blaine can just head from the station down to Hogan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell you what, we got a timeout now. Fairbury wants to talk things over. 6:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 35, Fairbury nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Might be getting out of your local establishments tonight, figuring out why Mike and Jimmy are still on the air. We got a 2.5 hour rain delay tonight, and we're still in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 35-0. Hastings High lost to Scott Bluff tonight 26-7. Adams Central, big winners over Platteview, the score 41-0. Second down and 5 yards to go. Fairbury with the ball here at their own 44-yard line, trying to get into the end zone for the first time tonight. Second and third teamers up there mopping up for both teams here tonight. Simpson pitches the ball back. Here's Bell giving some ground. He's back to the 45, and he is drug down here at about the 42-yard line. Getting through there for Hastings St. Cecilia, making the stop number 31 again, Spencer Siminski. Siminski, the 170-pound senior for St. Cecilia. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. In fact, they give him the 43, and that is it. Third down and about, 5 yards to go now for the Fairbury Jets. So St. Cecilia will go to 2-0 in the season. They will get ready for Columbus SCOTUS. They will play on Thursday night in Columbus this week. Fairbury will drop to a record of 1 win and 1 loss after this one. Third down and 5 yards to go. Simpson again rockets the ball to the far side. That baby is caught down there. And then dropped. He juggled it down to St. Cecilia, 45-yard line, so an incomplete pass. That was Pullman out of the pattern there for the Fairbury Jets. Jace Jackson, end of the ball game now for St. Cecilia, number 32, the 130-pound sophomore, back there in coverage for the Blue Hawks.
Randy Aaron's getting some chicks in there tonight, some young Hawks doing a good job. A sophomore is Jackson out there. Siminski also in there. He's been able to run to the ball pretty good this evening. A lot of youngsters out there, a lot of fresh white jerseys as they continue to shuttle in players from the far sideline.
Fourth down, they're going to go for it. Why not? Fourth down and 5 yards to go. Simpson wants to throw again. Throws one across the middle. That baby is going to be caught to Bell down to St. Cecilia 49, and that's going to be a first down. Jace Jackson again in the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia, but a quick pass right across the middle. What is it about these Fairbury quarterbacks? Wisey was a big, tall kid, and now his replacement is Simpson kid. Big, tall-looking quarterback. Throws that one, sees over the line, and fires it right across to the center portion of the field. Completed pass to Bell. They move the chains. They take the ball down to the St. Cecilia 49-and-a-half-yard line. Fairbury again from their spread set. Wide receivers left and right. Time running out here in the fourth quarter of play. They run that play up the middle. That's going to be Bell again. Nope, it's going to be a new man in there for the Fairbury Jets. Running the ball there is Josh Johnson. Johnson takes it down to the St. Cecilia 46. So pickup of about 3 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go.
Boy, and a big stick by Jace Jackson again, the sophomore in there defensively for Andy Aaron. So some younger Blue Hawks in there doing a good job, still making some big hits as we're seeing the rain come down again. I can't believe that it's still pounding down, but the puddles continue to get more sprinkles into them.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter now, 35-0. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's Johnson. This misdirection play is going to be blown up in the backfield, back across the 50-yard line, back to the 46. Johnson is spun down on the play there, and the tackle is made in there by Siminski again for the St. Cecilia defense. So Siminski and Jackson continue to do their thing. Here they are in mop-up duty tonight for Brandy Ahrens and his defense. They're going to give him a generous spot there at the 49-yard line, so a loss of a few yards in the play, third down and 11 yards to go. 5 minutes to go now here in the fourth quarter. 35-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. Wide receivers all over the place on this third down situation. Two to the left and two to the right. Simpson backs up. Here comes the pressure. Simpson is being spun down back here at the 36-yard line. And that is Jackson Siminski. And on the stop there, so they got Spencer Siminski and Jackson Siminski in there. And Jackson gets the sack there on the quarterback. Simpson, a huge loss in the play. All the way back here to the Fairbury 37-yard line.
Yeah, Siminski brothers out there raising Kane defensively for the Hawks as we see the younger one, Jackson, get in there, number 60, doing a good job and bringing down the quarterback for a huge loss. Going to bring a fourth down, and we'll see Wisey come in and do the punting details as we've got a couple of new return men back there for St. Cecilia.
And who do we have dropping back there is going to be Bouliet. He comes to the near side, going to the far sideline for St. Cecilia is going to be Chase Bassett. A low hanger here, and the ball is going to be down by Fairbury, down around the 32 or 33-yard line. So St. Cecilia will get one more crack here offensively with 4 minutes to play in quarter number four. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead, 35-0, and you're talking about the rain. It's coming down again.
I just was amazed. I look up at the lights here just a few minutes ago, and continues to come down. I thought maybe that front would be moved through, but, again, it's starting to dump some more rain here in February.
Had some fans that have been with us the entire night. Boy, what'd they do for 2.5 hours? I wonder. Downtown was probably pretty busy, huh?
I would imagine it was hopping for a while.
They come back and going to wrap up the memories here at Quinn Field as they are putting their wraps on this field tonight. They will move to their brand new facility next Friday night for their homecoming ball game. There's a handoff and some running room across the 40, 45, out to the 48-yard line. Now look at the new white shirts out there. Carrying the mail there for St. Cecilia was Cody Jackson. Action Jackson takes the ball up here to the 47. So Cody into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, a pickup of 8 yards in a play. Look at the Jacksons. Look at the Siminskis on this roster coming up. We're going to have fun in the years to come for St. Cecilia. Second down and 2 yards to go. Hawks now with the ball on their own 47-yard line. New quarterback in there as well for St. Cecilia. That's going to be Simon Ostrander. Here's the pitch play. That one's going to be blown up as a thrown for a couple of yard loss. So Simon Ostrander down to the ball game for St. Cecilia at quarterback. We got 3.5 minutes to play here in quarter number four.
Yeah, look at the three Jacksons on the roster, two Saminskis.
Have to find some new nicknames for the Jackson.
Yeah, it can't just all be Action Jackson.
You can't have three people be an Action Jackson.
No, we'll,
on one team.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
35-0. There's a penalty. A penalty is going to be marched off here against the Fairbury Jeffs. That's going to bring the ball to the 50-yard line, and that's going to give St. Cecilia a first down. And you might know just about the time we're going to pack up and get out of here, we'll be walking in another shower, to say the least. Here's another handoff down to the 46-yard line, a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. Carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia was Blake Brouillette. Brouillette, the 135-pound junior, and then the ball came down. We've got our player of the game, a quick post-game show with assistant coach Randy Aarons, and then we'll get you back to the studios for probably the latest starting CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show in the history of the radio station. We'll get to Blaine and Tyson Havronik. He'll come back and recap all the scores from what has been kind of a weird night for high school football tonight. And a lot of the games were postponed until tomorrow because of the lightning and rain that moved through the area tonight. And most of the games got a late start or had some kind of a delay to them. This one here, 2.5 hours. We waited out before we finally got this thing started here tonight.
Now, and Carl was really not in favor of all of turning around and headed home and then trying to come back down here and getting this ball game in. So they decided just to be patient and wait it out. They did, and we're going to get this ball game in. But the rain's going to continue to come down. A very sloppy night, but the Hawks are going to pick up a good win down here in Fairbury.
Here's another fumbled snap as St. Cecilia has problems with the snap, and they fall back on top of the football right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. One of the things they had to deal with is St. Cecilia's got a short week next week. They got the game coming up on Thursday in Columbus against SCOTUS. So St. Cecilia will have one less day to get ready for that ball game. And that probably played in the minds of Carl and the coaching staff as they try to figure out what they're going to do with this one. But his players have reacted nicely here, and they, with everything involved in this ball game tonight, played pretty well. They have a 35-0 lead right now over the Fairbury Jeffs. They're down at about 13 yards to go. Ostrander wants to throw. Going to air it out down the right sideline. He's got a man out here, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver was Cody Action Jackson here for St. Cecilia. Is he the action?
Well, I want to know.
Well, he's got to be. He got downfield. Good-looking wheels there on Cody Jackson. Incomplete pass from Simon Ostrander. And now he's going to bring up a fourth down situation. You have to be a senior to be an action?
Well, he's... We'll have to. That'll be Action Jackson because we have a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior
right.
Jackson. So we'll have to name the older Jackson Action Jackson.
I'm glad you made that determination here at 11:37.
I'm sure many people are listening to that one.
Here's a snap back to the punter for St. Cecilia. Kissinger gets it away. High kick is going to bounce here at about the 20-yard line. Finally picked up back there at about the 15, slipping a couple of tacklers to the 20, out to the 22 to the 23-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Trevor Bruno for Fairbury. And with 40 seconds to play, we're going to have about one more play, and that's going to be all she wrote here tonight. So you can put it in the books, 35-0. It's going to be the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it here tonight, scoring one touchdown in the second half. That was on their first offensive possession. Of the second half, they get the 3-yard run from Ben Conan. They go for the 2-point conversion, which produces the running clock here in the second half, and that's going to be all she wrote. The Hawks are going to get out of here with a very impressive 35-0 win over the Fairbury Jeffs here tonight. St. Cecilia will go to 2-0 on the season, and they will get ready for the Shamrocks of Columbus SCOTUS. That'll be a Thursday night game this week in Columbus. Simpson will be the quarterback again for the Fairbury Jeffs for one more play. Man comes in motion to the near side. Here comes the pitch play. Going to come to Johnson trying to get outside. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Johnson is thrown for a loss, getting through there for St. Cecilia and making the stop on the play. was number 81. That's Colin Ely's into the ball game for St. Cecilia. I think that's going to be all she wrote. That's going to be it right there. They got the triple zeros in the end zone, and that is all she wrote. Hastings St. Cecilia, you know, winner here tonight, producing a big second quarter tonight with 21 points. And now what do we have? The officials, the players are coming to the do we have a penalty in that last play? All right, now they're going to say that's all she wrote. We've reached triple zeros in the end zone, and that's all she wrote. We get out of here. Final score here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Fairbury Jets. Final score is 35-0. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Purcell back in Fairbury as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Fairbury. Final score of 35-0. St. Cecilia now 2-0 in the season. Fairbury drops to 1-1. St. Cecilia got things started in their second offensive possession tonight. 31-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. The point after touchdown was good. 2:46 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia jumped out on top by a score of 7-0. Then in the second period, St. Cecilia got a 20-yard touchdown pass from Bo Schwenke to Joe Ryan. The point after touchdown was no good. 5:28 to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia led by the score of 13-0. Fairbury fumbles the ensuing kickoff. St. Cecilia recovered at a 20-yard line. Two plays later, Ben Conan takes it in for the first of two touchdowns that he scored tonight. Conan this time from 16 yards out. The two-point conversion was good. That made the score 21-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Now the next series for Fairbury, they fumble the ball away. Joe Ryan recovers at the 10-yard line of Fairbury. And a couple of plays later, Dalton Seeley takes it in from 6 yards out. The point after was no good. That made the halftime score 27-0. St. Cecilia out yardage Fairbury in the second period, 98-3. In the second half, the first offensive possession of the second half, St. Cecilia goes the distance. Ben Conan takes it in from 3 yards out. He goes for the two-point conversion. That was good. That made the score 35-0. It produces the running clock, and we had no more scoring in the ball game, as St. Cecilia gets out of here with a 35-0 win over Fairbury tonight.
Well, and again, offensively, St. Cecilia putting up some big numbers, defensively doing a tremendous job against this Fairbury offense, as you'll hear in the final numbers here for Fairbury. Their two quarterbacks combined for 7 of 17 passing, 50 yards, and one interception. Fairbury rushed it 20 times for only 21 yards, so the stingy rush defense for the Hawks prevailed again very nicely tonight for Randy Ahrens. 71 total yards of offense for Fairbury in the ball game, only 4 first downs. We look on the side of St. Cecilia, the two quarterbacks combined 5 of 11 for 61 yards and one touchdown. The Hawks rushed it 45 times for 289, 350 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ball game and 17 first downs. Individual numbers, Dalton Seeley, a big night tonight, 17 carries, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Ben Conan, 9 carries, 64 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And I'm sure the happy defensive coordinator will be joining us soon as the Hawks prevail on a nice win down here in Fairbury.
St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 35-0. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Hey, welcome back to Fairbury. Good Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 35-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. In the Blue Hawks rolling up 350 yards of total offense in the ballgame. The middle two quarters tonight, 245-8. Over Fairbury. The outyards to the Jeffs 245-8 in the middle two quarters. The Hawks rolling up 350 yards of total offense in all tonight. Dalton Seeley, 17 carries, 129 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Ben Conan, 9 carries for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight. Plus the quarterback, Bo Schwenka, threw the ball tonight a total of 11 times, completed 5 for 61 yards. And a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball really had a good ball game tonight, but I think one guy really took charge. He'll be our player of the game. We'll tell you about that right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Dalton Seeley. Really got things started for the Blue Hawks. Scored the first touchdown, 31-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Then he added one to give Hastings St. Cecilia the 27-0 advantage in quarter number two. He had a 6-yard touchdown run there in the second quarter, the 31-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Seeley rushes 17 times, 129 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He will be our player of the game tonight as St. Cecilia wins by the score of 35-0. Stick around. The coach is up next as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back to a Fairbury. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight to go to 2-0 on the season as the Hawks roll past the Fairbury Jeffs tonight by a score of 35-0. As the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia would join us on the post game show. Randy, congratulations. I know this was a tough night for all of us.
Well, it was, and thank you very much. But the toughest part about it was, you know, just not knowing when the game time was going to be, if we're going to play tonight, you know, things like that. But we went to our kids, and they were really adamant about wanting to play tonight. And I think that was something that really set the tone for us, is that once we decided we were playing tonight, the storm had somewhat moved through, that our kids were ready. First and foremost, they really came out with the look in their eye and had that, determined look that we're here, we're going to play a good football game, and we're going to try to go home with a victory. So I think all the credit, you know, for preparation goes to the kids tonight.
I tell you, Coach, talk about your offense. 350 total yards of offense, racking it up. I thought the offensive line did a great job winning the battle up front. And then, boy, you just can't talk about the stable running backs you guys continue to kick out each year. And Ben Conan and Dalton Seeley, just outstanding running backs, run very hard back there for you.
Yeah, and that's a credit. I mean, with our offensive line, to what Coach Tesmer does year in and year out, and Coach Conan helping this year on the offensive line, I really think our kids buy into, what we've done, and they really want to be part of something good. And as I read one of the articles in the paper that,
You know, our kids said that they really get going. At our school newspaper day, one of our kids said they really get going when our backs do well. And you mentioned Ben Conan and Dalton Seeley, and those are two very, very talented athletes. But you throw in Andrew Young there at slot back. And then starting for the first time, he's a strong kid with good quickness, and Bo Schwenk at quarterback. And so I think more so than anything, I'd like to take credit and have our coaching staff take credit for it. But it comes down to the kids' determination and preparation for the season more so than anything.
Coach, we can't let you get out of here without talking about your defense. Again, a sensational effort tonight. You back-to-back games now, pretty good against Minden, pretty solid tonight.
Yeah, and it was just something that was two really different types of games that we had to prepare for. I mean, the field conditions here kind of dictated what they could do, but their quarterback, if he's on a dry field, I think he's an outstanding thrower. But, you know, again, we really spent quality time in practice, and our kids they're good students in the classroom, and so they can make adjustments on the field. But one thing I was happiest with tonight is that we were able to just play solid defense up front and didn't blitz hardly at all and stuff like that. And so it was just a great defensive effort. And I think our kids, preparation, strength and conditioning training throughout the summer, and things like that really showed up tonight.
Well, and one thing you could look at, Coach, I don't know if you do this or not, through the second and third quarter, you out-yarded Sperbury 245-8. You've always hung your hat on the defense, and again, they do the job tonight through the second, third quarters.
Well, that sure makes it a lot easier when we can, when our defense doesn't have to be on the field much, but when we can control the ball, when we can, get in chunks of yards. One guy said, I heard one of our fans yelling, "Got to block better." I'm like, turn around, we got 8 yards. I'm thinking to myself that, maybe we wanted to break that play, but the way we were firing off the ball and getting big chunks at a time, that makes it easy for us on defense. And then I really do think our kids get fired up to play, defense, because it's a lot of reacting and not just, not a lot of thinking.
All right, Coach, final question. What'd you do for 2.5 hours tonight?
Sat in the gym, kicked back, went out and watched it rain, sat in the bus for a while, and so, good things, our kids listen, Coach said, get off your feet, relax a little bit, maybe eat something or, something like that. And, it's just one of those things that they came down with a purpose tonight, and that purpose was to play well and get a win. And, I don't know. I'm not too sure that you guys will be ever invited back to Fairbury when a Hastings team comes to town, because if I remember right.
We talked about all that. Every time we come here, there's something that happens. So
I'm not sure you'll be invited or welcomed back, but maybe neither. We won't have a Hastings team down here in a year or two.
All right, congratulations. Good luck next week. We have a tough one with SCOTUS.
All right, Thursday night at SCOTUS, and that'll be a tough one. You start, our kids are somewhat familiar, but even though we don't have conference football anymore, they're our conference, and I think, it's a way to send a message that, we're here and we're for real, and we're going to try to, keep things going throughout the course of the year.
Okay, have a safe trip home. Randy
you
Aarons.
Too. Hope All you right. guys have a safe trip. Buckle up.
All right. Randy Aarons, the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks win it tonight by a score of 35-0. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So, again, Hastings St. Cecilia uses a big second quarter. They scored 21 points in the second quarter thanks to a couple of Fairbury turnovers deep in their own end zone. And St. Cecilia goes on to win it tonight by a score of 35-0. The Hawks are now 2-0 in the season. Fairbury will drop to 1-1. As Randy mentioned, St. Cecilia with a tough ball game coming up this week. They got Columbus SCOTUS on a Thursday night. So that's the next action for St. Cecilia at Columbus SCOTUS on Thursday night. So St. Cecilia wins it 35-0 over the Fairbury Jeffs tonight. That'll wrap up our coverage. Kind of a weird night tonight. 2.5 hour rain delay to get things started, but we finally got it in, and the Blue Hawks will be heading home still undefeated at 2-0 in the season. Blaine Bueller says anxiously stood by at the radio station. We've got Tyson Hronik back at the radio station as well. Those guys have put in the hours tonight, and they've got all the scores coming up next. And probably the latest starting CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show in the history of the radio station is coming up next with all the scores. Thanks for joining us tonight. For Jimmy Purcell, for Tyson Hronik, Blaine Bueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Fairbury.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by
McCulley Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.